At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
somewhere there's someone for everyone. Somewhere there's someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Hudson Valley Renegades, the affiliate of the New York Yankees, after a very difficult Jersey Shore loss last night. 8-4. It doesn't sound like that difficult a loss, but 8-4 in 10 innings. Blue Claws had the winning run at third with nobody out in the bottom half of the ninth inning and couldn't score. They gave up 5 runs at the top of the 10th. And lost 8-4. A win last night would have moved them to within a half game of first place. Instead, they're now a game and a half behind two teams. But still some time, 11 to go. And alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Jamboree, and one of those 11 coming up in just a few minutes. Blue Claws 29-25, Hudson Valley 31-24. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
Okay, Greg, good to be here as always. A little bit overcast. Pleasantly warm, though, and we should be okay weather-wise. Big crowd still streaming in to Shoretown Ballpark as we get ready for another key game in this six-game series. So, Greg, you alluded to last night's game, and there certainly were some challenging moments in the contest. And a little while ago, we sat down in Greg Budzinski's office, and we spoke with him about last night's game and took a look at tonight's game as well.
Back at the clubhouse with manager Greg Budzinski after a tough one last night. Blue Claws lose it in 10 by a score of 8-4. And Greg, a couple of pivotal moments in the ballgame. Let's go bottom of the 9. It's tied at 4. Jared Carr, excellent speed at third. Nobody out.
Yep.
8-9-1 coming up in Wilfredo Flores, Uziel Valoria, and Nick Ward. Any consideration in there at all to maybe trying a squeeze to get the run home?
Yeah, I thought about it, throughout the at-bats, and thought about a couple of scenarios that could have came up in that situation. And, ultimately, I have a lot of trust in these guys and the players and for them to get the job done like they have all year, to this point. So I like the matchups. I like the guys we had coming up. And, we have guys, whether it's the bottom of the lineup or the top of the lineup, especially, with Flores, and then you have Wardy coming up. If the two guys in front of him don't get it done, so you feel pretty confident that you have a really good chance. But no, I thought about a few different things, and just the faith and the confidence in these guys to do the job, and it just didn't work out last night.
Okay, top of the 10th, bases loaded, two out. They're up by one at the time, and ground ball to first. Rickson bobbles a little bit, and then everything sort of goes haywire after that.
Yeah,
what happened on that play?
Yeah, I just think it's you know, one, I know all these pitchers in the clubhouse. They know their jobs to cover first base on ground balls.
Tristan Garnett's on the mound. Right?
Yeah. And so he was a little late getting over. And then just a little mishap, a little, you know, mental error per se of not getting official time called before he threw the ball out of play, which, you know, we see it 100 times a game. Pitcher will throw a ball out and, you know, umpire's grand time. He throws the ball to the side. And if you don't get official time from the umpires and you throw the ball out of play, it's a two-base error from where the runners are at. So it was a kind of, you know, a really fast lapse in some mental judgment. But, you know, like I said, kind of to the previous point is, you know, these guys have done a heck of a job all year. The bullpen's been super strong. They've done, you know, thrown a lot of great innings for us. And it was just a small blip in what's been a really successful last few weeks for all these guys. And, you know, it's a tough way to lose a ball game. But, you know, the great thing about baseball is we bounce back today and a chance to win tonight. So, you know, we move forward. We don't fret or talk about yesterday because it's over and we go from there.
Is that also maybe a learning and teaching experience for these players?
No, absolutely. No question. There's things that come up, you know, night in and night out that are, we call them coachable moments. And, you know, that's what player development's all about. And these guys working their way through the farm system and making sure that we don't miss on those things and that it gets, you know, not only reiterated to the player that it happened to, but, you know, to the whole staff or the whole, you know, group of position players, whatever the instance is. And that's how they learn. You know, they're learning to play the game, you know, to hopefully the highest level, because we expect all these guys to hopefully help us out at the big league level. So when those things come up, you know, we mark them down on our notes and we make sure we cover it moving forward and everybody can learn from it for sure.
Well, good things last night as well. Gunnar Mayer, 5 really nice innings, had a chance to get his first win of the year. Didn't quite happen. Yeah. But what did you think of his performance?
Outstanding. You know, he continues to get better every time he goes out there. And he puts in the work, you know, prior to all his starts. And it's really, you know, exciting to see kind of his growth and the maturity level that's kind of come throughout the season, you know, every time he gets an opportunity to start. So I loved it. I was super proud of him, and he did a really good job.
And tonight, Jordan Fowler, lefty on the mound, sort of pitching-wise, the twin of Matt Osterberg. They pitched 6 good innings the other night. They sort of throw the same. But to talk about Jordan specifically, what he offers up there.
Yeah, I think we've seen it all year. It's you kind of know what you're going to get, you know, and that's something that's great as a coaching staff is, you know, when you put a guy out there, you can trust what he's going to do, and he's going to attack the strike zone. He's going to change speeds. He's going to move the ball around. And, you know, he's a smart pitcher that has been, you know, had an opportunity to watch these guys for 4 games already. And, you know, hopefully he can navigate through the lineup a few times and do a lot similar to what Osterberg did the other day. And that'd be a great outing from him.
Okay, well, hopefully back in the win column tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski earlier today with Tony. Hey, that's all you can do. You got to bounce back after a loss. As he said, at least you only have, you know, 21 hours to think about it, unlike a, you know, say a football game where you got to wait a week. So Blue Claws are trying to bounce back. Still right there. Game and a half back. 11 to play. Jordan Fowler will be on the mound tonight. He's had a very good year. And that, Tony, will lead us into the pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. It is a very good pitching matchup. Fowler, a left-hander, 24 years old, from Union City, Tennessee, went to Central Missouri and signed with the Phillies back in 2020, the COVID year, as a non-drafted free agent. But remember, that year the draft was only 5 rounds. With the Blue Claws this year, 9 starts, he's 3-1, his ERA is 3-flat, 42 innings, 44 hits. He has only walked 13, he struck out 29 on the season, and he's been something of a machine, Tony. He has thrown exactly 5 innings in 7 of his 9 starts this season, and he'll try to get even past that here tonight. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs against Brooklyn in the first game of the doubleheader last Saturday. Chase Hampton, 21-year-old right-hander, goes for Hudson Valley. He's from Texas Tech, a 6th-round pick in 2022. By the Yankees, and he's had an excellent year. 69 strikeouts in 41 and a third innings with a 3.05 ERA, 30 hits and 15 walks. He struck out at least 10 hitters, or exactly 10 hitters, in each of his last 2 games. Last time out went a career-long 7 innings in through very well. Gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, struck out 10. So You have a strikeout pitcher out there. Tony Kukoc did strike out 16 times last night. So they will have to put it in play tonight against a good right-hander in Chase Hampton from Texas Tech.
Yeah, and he's gone at least five innings in his last four games, capped by that last performance.
Last five,
so
yeah.
Yeah, so he's done very well. But he'll be a tough opponent for Jersey Shore tonight. He is also the 24th ranked prospect in the Yankee system, according to the MLB pipeline, for that matter. Tomorrow, the Blue Claws get the number six prospect in the Yankees system, right-hander Drew Thorpe, who is 4-1 with a 3.31 ERA. But that's tomorrow. Blue Claws have to contend with tonight.
By the way, it is raining right now.
It is
exceedingly rare that they will do the lineup card exchange while it's raining. But that's what they're doing right now. And the only thing that you can be certain of here is that the managers were told that it would not rain much harder than it is right now. And I would say I would call this playable rain, but not much more than that. You know, you're not going to get not it, it, w- it should get too much harder than this. And if it does get harder than it's raining right now, then you know, that would be a surprise, because managers never want to start a game in rain for obvious reasons. So they usually want to let the rain go through just in case they have to stop. But both pitchers completed their warm-ups. So whatever rain they might have been expecting, it is it's not expected to be too serious, and it should lessen up. Now, there are a bunch of fans that are finding it a little too strong, and they're heading back up onto the concourse, at least for the moment. But the fact that they're doing the lineup card and we're going to start in a little bit of rain tells you that it's not expected to be too serious.
Yeah, Greg, looking at the radar, there is a little sprinkle, and we can see the little sprinkle sprinkling here in the Lakewood area. But if you look at the radar, it's just about to brush past, and then nothing beyond that. So that's why the optimism as far as
we
the
should also
forecast is concerned.
Get a quick thought. Tony, who do you like in the Belmont? 1 minute to post.
And who are you picking?
I went with Arcangelo.
Okay, I'll go with the field then.
Okay.
Not that.
The picks and write-up, but we're in today's Asbury Park Press, by the way.
Ooh.
So Blue Claws getting set to take the field. Last night was not a one-run game. Blue Claws are still 7-0 in their last 7 one-run games. It was a tie game going into the 10th inning. And now Nick wants to know if he should take the field. And he should. And he's running out. Blue Claws are taking the field here for the starting lineup. And now it's raining again. So they do have staff over there, apparently, by the tarp. But they're not summoning that staff to put the tarp on the field at the moment, which is a good sign. But it is I would call it
light green.
Rain. It's not heavy.
No.
But, it, you know, it's just a little rare to see a team, you know, start a game in rain, but that's what we're going to have here today. But again, they're only doing that because they're confident that the rain will not pick up at all. So Blue Claws are taking the field. Last night, Andrew Nava had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs. He'll be the DH today, and he has 13 of his last 14 RBIs on the season since May 17th, so less than a month. When he hit his first home run of the season. Blue Claws are just 16 for 106 in this series. That's a .151, though they have split the first two games. And they will have a very good test today against the right-hander in Chase Hampton, who's had an excellent season. Jersey Shore 4 games over .500. They are a game and a half out of first place behind both Greensboro and Hudson Valley. And we will take a quick break here. They're going to play the national anthem. They're going to play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes as well, as tonight is Irish Heritage Night here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws staff all wearing green shirts for the occasion here this evening. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitcher. Listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents.
Cedar Creek Elementary School Chorus, a great job with the national anthem, and it's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV, alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi, and an overcast night here in Shoretown. Light rain falling, but not enough to stop play. They do have the Blue Claws staff down by the tarp, but they are going to keep them down there, I guess, and send them up soon, because we're going to start this ball game. Jordan Fowler, 3-1, an ERA of 3. And Chase Hampton, 1-1, at 3.05 ERA on the mound for the Hudson Valley Renegades. Blue Claws are 29-25, Hudson Valley 31-24 so far on the season. And Tony, it'll be a good test for the Blue Claws tonight, and they need a win after a tough loss yesterday.
Greg, they certainly do. Jersey Shore begins tonight a game and a half behind the teams in a virtual tie for first place. That's Hudson Valley and Greensboro. Greensboro actually a couple of percentage points ahead of Hudson Valley right now. Jersey Shore a game and a half behind both. Greensboro is home against Wilmington tonight. That game underway. Greensboro leads at 1-1. Leads at 1-1. It's tied. They were winning 1-0. It's tied now 1-1 in the bottom of the third inning in Greensboro. So we'll be keeping our eye on that. Phillies lost today 9-0 to the Dodgers over at Citizens Bank Park. Snaps the six-game winning streak. And we'll be checking the Phillies affiliates a little bit later on.
And Arcangelo won the Belmont as predicted here on the Blue Claws pregame show. Anyway. So Jordan Fowler will face this Hudson Valley lineup. Spencer Jones in center. Alexander Vargas in short and Josh Breaux the catcher. Anthony Garcia is in right batting fourth and Antonio Gomez the DH. Spencer Henson will bat sixth and play first. And then Aldany Sanchez in left. Marcos Cabrera will play third and bat eighth. And batting ninth at second base is Luis Santos. The lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. Go ahead.
I was going to say, since you predicted the Belmont winner, you can now retire as we speak.
I wouldn't say that. But his first pitch, a strike to Spencer Jones, right away at 7:09. And the count is nothing. We'll still be here tomorrow at 1:05 for game six of the series. Jones from Vanderbilt, first-round pick last year. Fastball called strike of the count, nothing and two on the left-handed hitter. Fowler lefty from Union City, Tennessee, pitched collegiately at Central Missouri. And it does look like it stopped raining. Some of the fans are beginning to file their way down to their seats after spending part of the pregame up on a concourse. Fowler wearing the short sleeve tonight. Blue Claws in their home whites. And the 0-2 is a breaking ball. Grounded down first and fair right over the bag and down the right field line. They scatter around to the Blue Claws bullpen. The right fielder Pineda put his hands up. They blow it dead. And that'll be a double for Spencer Jones. Wedged it either underneath the padded wall down there or around some bags. It's the umpire's discretion to grant time on that. There was a play like that earlier in this homestand. Umpire's discretion to call time if it's asked for by the player. Pineda did. So it's a double for Jones. And on an 0-2 pitch, Tony, a frustrating start there, I'm sure, for Fowler. Just had a little too much of the plate. Here is Alexander Vargas. And Fowler out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball hit well down the left field line, but hooking foul. And out of play out of the grass. Berm, it hit off a fire pit and shot down off the fence in foul territory down the left field line. There are 12 fire pits that start in foul territory and loop around. The last four or five are in fair territory in left field down by the sandbar out there. 0-1 on Vargas, and Fowler's pitch is a changeup. It misses low, and the count 1-1. Trey Jester, the plate umpire. Jesse Bush is the base umpire. Vargas, a switch hitter, he bats from the right side. Fowler's pitch is popped up very high right side of the infield. The second baseman is there, Nick Ward, on the edge of the outfield grass, backs up a couple of steps, makes the catch, and there's one away. That'll bring up Josh Breaux, the catcher for Hudson Valley, who's on a minor league rehab assignment, technically with the Scranton Rail Riders, their AAA team.
Greg, that double for Jones is fourth hit and 16 at-bats in this series.
And it went right over the bag. He's got a big lead off second. Fowler's pitch is popped up. First base side, foul ground. Over goes Wingrove, and he's going to run out of room. It's only about two rows back. Out of play, nothing in one. With Hudson Valley, Breaux is 9 for 39. One home run and three runs batted in. It's from Texas. Second round pick of the Yankees in 2018 out of McLennan Community College down there. Had committed to Baylor before his signing. Fowler is 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pulls the string. And the count is Nothing in two. Good pitch. Fowler threw last Saturday in game one of two against Brooklyn. He went five, gave up four hits and two runs. He's pitched exactly five innings in seven of his nine starts this year. And he's set here from the belt. Looks at the runner back, and the pitch is a check swing. Pitch was outside the appeal, and he did not go, says the base umpire Jesse Bush. So Tony talked about Matt Osterberg, who pitched Thursday. He and Fowler very similar. Big lead for Jones, does not go. Curveball low. Looked like he might. He was kind of darting off the bag. Count now 2-2. They're both, you know, college left-handers, so they've been around. And, you know, as the saying goes, you know how to pitch. They'll throw any pitch in any count. Not going to overpower you, but they know what they're doing. And here's a liner into right and a base hit for Bro. Jones heads to third, will be held up there. Pineda gets it back in quickly. So two hits in the first. And both with two strikes for Hudson Valley. They have runners on the corners with one out for right fielder Anthony Garcia. 228 for him on the year with three home runs and 12 runs batted in. So Jersey Shore down, or not down yet, but in a little bit of a pickle here. First and third for Hudson Valley with one out. And Luklaus will try to turn two. Here's Garcia. Big right-handed batter. Back pocket, popped out of the back of his pants, and here's a chopper to third. That'll get a run in. Backhand by Mignetti's got to go to first in time. Jones scores. To second goes Josh Bro, and it's 1-0 Renegades. Just wasn't it hard enough to turn two. So 5-3 on the putout, and the 13th ribby of the season for Anthony Garcia. And it's 1-0 Hudson Valley, and Antonio Gomez is coming to the plate. Gomez at 224, two homers, 18 RBIs. Bats from the right side. He's the DH. Here tonight for Hudson Valley, batting in the five hole. So the Renegades strike first on the base hit. And here's Fowler's pitch. It's fouled back into the screen. And McCown nothing and one. So it was a double on an 0-2 pitch that started the inning. Spencer Jones right over the bag at first. Not a big lead at second for Bro, who's a catcher by trade. And Fowler's offering is hit well in the air, deep in the left field. Going back on it, Lee saying it's over his head, and it short hops the left field wall. Bro will score. On his way to second is Gomez. The throw there is not in time. And Bro was not exactly speeding his way around the bases. If they had gotten him out, that run would not have scored. He was just in there safely. But Gomez was at second base with a tag by Ward, and Bro had not yet crossed home plate. And that would not have counted if they got him out. So Hudson Valley gets a break, and Bro gets a big break. So an RBI double for Antonio Gomez, and it's 2-0 Renegades here in the first. That'll bring up Spencer Henson, the right-handed hitting first baseman out of Oral Roberts, and he takes a changeup high. Henson with eight homers on the year, hitting .275. He's driven in 26 runs. So not a good start for the Blue Claws, who lost in tough fashion last night. And the 1-0 to Henson is a curveball high and away. So last night, both teams actually had a go-ahead runner at third base with nobody out. Hudson Valley in the eighth. And the Blue Claws got a pop out and a line drive double play. And then Jersey Shore had that in the ninth, where they would have won the game right there. Two strikeouts and a flyout. Curveball called strike, and the count 2-1 to Spencer Henson. Two runs already home here for Hudson Valley. So they have a 2-0 lead. Fowler about to throw his 19th pitch of the first inning. Runner leads off of second. Jordan Deals, grounded foul outside of third. And it bounces right past Rob Benjamin, the defensive coach who also coaches at first. Derek Woodley, another defensive coach, Benjamin coaches at third, and Derek Woodley coaches at first base. Manager is Sergio Santos in his first season with Hudson Valley. He was in the Gulf Coast League last year. He runs the show from the dugout. Here's the 2-2, and it's a little low. Good eye by Henson. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Jersey Shore manager Greg Budzinski talked before the ballgame about that situation. 9th inning last night. Jared Carr threw nobody out. He said he considered maybe squeezing, but decided not to.
3-2. That is a breaking ball, just low, ball 4. So Henson draws the free pass, and that'll bring up the left fielder, Aldenis Sanchez, and it will bring the pitching coach, Phil Condari, out to the mound to talk to Jordan Fowler. Fowler doesn't walk that many. Less than 3 walks per 9, 13 walks in 42 innings coming in. He didn't walk anybody in his start last week. And now up over 20 pitches, and here's Aldenis Sanchez after Phil finishes up what he has to say. Phil did a great job last night. One of the mound visits, he said a thing, and then they got a double play right on the next pitch. Sanchez came up in the Tampa Bay Rays system. He signed with them in 2016 and debuted for them in the Dominican Summer League in 2017. And then he came over to the Yankees going into the 2021 season. He was traded for Mike Ford in July of 2021, an infielder. One thing that he did not do, though, Tony, is play for Hudson Valley. And I don't know how often this happens. It's got to be rare. A player that plays for one minor league team for two different affiliates.
Right.
Because Hudson Valley was the Rays' short season team through 2019. Swing and a miss and a slow curve from Jordan Fowler with a count nothing and one. But in 2019, which was his last full season in the Tampa system, he played for Princeton. Time was their team in the Appalachian League. Curveball rolled up third, but foul. And it's nothing in 2. Hudson Valley 2, Jersey Shore nothing. Top half of the first inning here in Shoretown.
Hudson Valley and seeing lefty Matt Osterberg on Thursday, seeing Fowler, a very similar pitcher, may benefit them in this game.
And that one is hit in the air to right field, drifting toward the line. Pineda, he's there in fair territory and makes the catch for the out, and that retires the side. 2 runs on 3 hits for Hudson Valley. There were no errors in 2 left. It's the Renegades 2, Blue Claws coming to bat here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball. You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Nick Ward leads off for Jersey Shore, bottom of the first inning. On an overcast night here in Lakewood, 2-0 Renegades. Ward at second base, then Marcus Lee Sang in left, and Rickson Wingrove at first to face right-hander Chase Hampton. Andrick Nava will DH and bat fourth, and Casey Martin at short. Jared Carson center batting sixth, and then Fraylin Mignetti at third. First pitch, high and outside, 1-0. Leandro Pineda is the right fielder. He'll bat eighth, and batting ninth and catching is Arturo DeFrentis. Ward at 245, 5 homers, 26 ribbies and 16 steals, and he takes a pitch from Hampton in there, called strike And the count is even at 1-1. That was 89 on the Hawkeye from Hampton. Right-hander out of Texas Tech. And the fastball is off the plate outside. That one was 93, however. And the count is 2-1. He got up into the high 90s with Texas Tech last year. Yankees took him in the 6th round, and he's had a tremendous season as Chase Hampton. Here's the 2-1, and that's fastball zipped over the outside corner. 2-2. It is raining again, so a few fans are going to make their way back up towards the concourse, but again, not that hard. And if they were expecting heavy rain, I don't think they would have started the game. 2-2 count, and the pitch is fouled back into the screen. Hampton on the year, 1-1, a 3.05 ERA. 41 and a third innings, only 30 hits. He's walked 15, struck out 69 of 171 hitters to face him. And the 2-2 curveball fouled away, third base side, out of play. Blue Claws lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So hopefully it doesn't get any harder than this. And Ward punches one up, third foul out of play. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. So it rained a little bit at the end of the pregame. Again, nothing too crazy. And then it stopped, and now it's raining again. It's a light to moderate, and Ward takes curveball high and outside. And the count is 3-2. It's not that you can't play through this. Obviously, you can. It's just rare if it's going to rain that they even start the game, because they don't want to risk, if the rain is heavier than they originally thought, then you end up in a spot where here's the 3-2, and Ward fouls it off third base side. You don't want to have to stop the game after your pitchers have already warmed up.
Yeah, it's a little brighter, Greg, out to the northwest of here.
Which is good, because that was where the rain was coming from. Yes. So it means it shouldn't be raining much longer. Ward, 5th in the league in on-base percentage at .407, and 3rd in the league with 37 walks. He awaits a 3-2, and he takes it up an outside ball four. Very good at bat by Nick Ward, and that's why he's the leadoff hitter for Jersey Shore. That walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son, friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. And that'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang with a runner at first base. And nobody out here in the first inning. Hudson Valley 2 and Jersey Shore nothing. 71 degrees, overcast skies in Lakewood. First pitch, curveball, and that's in there for a called strike. And the count 0-1 on Marcus, who's at 270, 4 homers, and 30 runs batted. And he had an RBI triple in last night's game, but struck out 3 times. He's 2 for 32 in June after he hit 352 in May. Ward bluffs, pitch is a curveball, fouled back, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. The outfielder, Marcus Lee Sang from Owings, Maryland. 11th round pick of the Phillies back in 2019 from Northern High School in Owings. 0-2. And Ward not going. Fastball, foul back, good rip. And it remains no balls and 2 strikes. On deck, Rickson Wingrove. And then Hendrick Nava, the designated hitter. Blue Claws will have 6 of their 9 hitters batting left-handed against the righty Chase Hampton. There goes Ward. Breaking ball in the dirt. It skips away from the catcher. Bro bounces off towards the Renegade dugout on the third base side. And Ward was going on the pitch. So that'll be a stolen base. So Nick at second with his 17th stolen base of the season.
And he has not been caught.
And breaking ball down in the dirt. Even if Bro had picked it, I don't think he was going to be caught on that either. He leads the team. Marcus Lee Sang, the batter. Casey Martin both have 15 steals. Jared Carr has 12. Now, we said the Blue Claws have 6 lefties. That's basically the minimum the way this roster is constructed right now. They only have 11 position players, and now Hampton will step off. Greg Brodzinski thought it might have been a balk, but no dice on that, says the base umpire, Jesse Bush. Bull is coaching at third, as always, and Chris Adamson is the first base coach. 1-2 on Marcus Lee Sang, with Ward at second. Curveball popped up right side of the infield. Henson is there, so too the second baseman, Santos. he makes the catch. So Luis Santos puts that away, and Lee Sang retired for the first out. That'll bring up Rickson Wingrove. So Aldany Sanchez is in left field. Spencer Jones is in center. And the right fielder is Anthony Garcia. Marcos Cabrera at third. Shortstop is Alexander Vargas. Luis Santos at second. Spencer Henson at first. And Josh Bro is behind the plate. Here's Rickson with Ward at second. And how many times did Rickson drive in Ward this winter when they were teammates with the Adelaide Giants? And a fastball down and inside of the count. One ball and no strikes. Rickson has been a staple in Adelaide now for the last few years. Ward went down there for the first time this winter. He hit 344, third best in the league, and had the second best OPS in the ABM. And the 1-0 is down and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Rickson just signed a contract extension that they announced on his birthday a couple of weeks ago. And Nick is already going back. He re-signed a little while ago. I asked him, how did he like it down there? And he said, well, I already re-signed. So he's on his way back this winter. 2-0 on Wingrove with Ward at second. And here's the pitch. And it's popped up off third into foul ground. Cabrera will just look. And that's about 15 rows back. And we count 2-2. If you're in Australia, and I know some of you are.
Right.
We've heard. Shoot us an email or a tweet. Tweet at Blue Claws or email us at broadcast@blueclaws.com. I think that should be set up. Broadcast@blueclaws.com. And actually, even if you're in the U.S., we'll still take your emails. Wingrove takes strike two on the outside corner. And the count is even at 2-2 on Rickson, who's got 9 homers and driven in 36 on the season. He's 5th in the league in home runs and 4th in RBIs. Hendrick Nava waiting on deck for Jersey Shore. Chase Hampton has struck out 10 in each of his last two starts, and he comes set of the belt. Pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Came inside, took something off, and Wingrove down swinging for the second out. So Ward remains at second. And here's Nava, who's at 211 with a homer and 14 RBIs. Nava Tony had one RBI on May 17th, and he's got 13 since then in the last three-plus weeks.
Went 3-for-4 last night, a couple of RBIs, RBI double, sacrifice fly.
And then he had an RBI single as well. He drove in the run in the 10th inning. So here's Nava with Ward at second. Hampton from the stretch of the off-speed pitch misses high. It's 1-0. Nava from Venezuela. Cabimas, Venezuela, in fact. Only 21 years old. He's one of the younger members of the team, born October of 2001. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch is foul back. Good cut. Hits it back into the screen, and it's one ball, one strike. Hudson Valley 2, and the Blue Claws nothing. Jersey Shore has won 2 1-run games in the series, both in Thursday's doubleheader after Wednesday's smokeout. Hudson Valley won the other two. Curveball, good pitch on the inside corner. Called strike two, 1-2. Renegades won 13-1 on Tuesday, the series opener, and then last night 8-4 in 10 innings in a game where the Blue Claws had the winning run at third with nobody out in the ninth inning but could not bring him in. 1-2 the count on Nava. Pitch is in the dirt, a curveball blocked by Bro. And it's 2-2.
Big crowd here tonight, Greg. A lot of people are still on the concourse and massed at the concession stand.
Well, tonight is Irish Heritage Night, which is always a big night here at the ballpark. The Snakes are playing in the sandbar down in left right now. And Nava tanks high and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Chase Hampton up to 25 pitches now in this first inning. Jordan Fowler threw 23 for the Blue Claws. The thing is, you knock Hampton out early, they have a lights-out bullpen. Claws saw that yesterday. 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air well out in the left field. Drifting back on its edge as he's got room in front of the track to make the catch, and that retires the sound. So Nick Ward draws the leadoff walk, but he's stranded at second. No runs, no hits, one left. 2-0 Hudson Valley to inning number two on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Hudson Valley got 2 runs off Jordan Fowler in the top half of the first. Spencer Jones got a double on an 0-2 pitch to get the inning started. They played it 2. So they did 2-0. Irish Heritage Line, as we just mentioned, and the presenting sponsor, as they've been for many years now, is New Jersey Natural Gas. And we're joined by Jennifer Gorka, Supervisor of Energy Efficiency and Outreach for New Jersey Natural Gas. Here's Marcos Cabrera, and he hits this one in the air to right field. Playable for Pineda. Backpedals a bit. Plenty of room in front of the track. Makes the catch, one away. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
So, Jennifer, let's start with this. How can New Jersey Natural Gas help customers lower their bills?
New Jersey Natural Gas has a program called the Save Green Project, where we offer energy efficiency rebates, advice rebates, and on-bill repayment options. This program helps our customers get started with energy efficiency and makes comprehensive upgrades more affordable. And our
Luis Santos, who takes a curveball for strike one.
Percent finance option.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Instant rebates can be found on our marketplace online.
Oh, one is cut on admin. Santos at 208 with a home run.
For smart thermostats, we have attractive rebates, 0% financing for larger equipment upgrades, as well as enhanced incentive for low to moderate income customers.
How does somebody find your online marketplace? Let's go to
NewJerseyNaturalGas.com.
Foul tipped at home plate, and it's still 0-2. I know you guys do quick home energy checkups for customers. Tell us about those.
Yes. New Jersey Natural Gas customers are eligible for a free quick home energy checkup, which is also called a QHEC. This is an energy assessment walkthrough, identifies opportunities to help you save energy and lower your bills.
0-2 is a curveball low from Fowler with a count, one ball and two strikes. Go ahead.
With a QHEC, New Jersey Natural Gas Save Green Auditor will conduct analysis of your home. He'll evaluate the efficiency of your HVAC. And
1-2 is blooped in the air and back of first. Wingrove going back, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. Meanwhile, sliding in his ward. He couldn't get it, and it glances in there, bouncing in right for a base hit. So Wingrove went back. Ward slid in, and I think Wingrove might have clipped Ward, who is a little slow to his feet. Megan Flaherty, the athletic trainer, keeping an eye from the dugout. Ward tells her that he's good. That could have been that was kind of a scary play. Go ahead, Lisa. Jennifer, I'm sorry. My fault.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
With a QHEC, New Jersey Natural Gas, Save Green Auditor will conduct analysis of your home, evaluate your HVAC system and your water heater, and assess the insulation levels. We also have another option is our QHEC Plus for $49, which is the same.
Fouled off at the plate by Jones, and the count is nothing and one runner at first, one away.
Includes the same offering as the QHEC, but this includes a door blower test to help identify where the cooled and heated air is escaping your home. And offers energy savings recommendations and upgrades. Plus, we'll include the installation of a smart thermostat if you buy it off of our marketplace.
Oh, one foul back into the screen, and the count is nothing in two. So if someone's interested, how do they get started?
Sure. They can call 877-455-NJNG to schedule your QHEC or to learn more. And they can also visit our website at savegreenproject.com. We have information on commercial programs as well.
0-2 pitch to Jones is on the outside corner. Fastball paints the back, strike three. Two down for a strikeout for Jordan Fowler. What if you don't have natural gas? Can you still participate in a program like this?
Absolutely. We know many customers are interested in converting to natural gas, and when they do, we want to help them install high-efficiency equipment.
Here's Alexander Vargas, the switch-hitting shortstop who popped up to second base his first time. Fowler out of the stretch, throws over, had him leaning, and they got him. So Fowler picks off Luis Santos at first base, and that retires the side. We'll let you finish up. What resources are available for customers struggling to pay their bills?
State income eligibility guidelines have increased, giving customers the opportunity who may not have previously qualified for the opportunity to apply for energy assistance. Customers are also encouraged to contact us to set up an interest-free payment arrangement to pay down their balance over monthly installments. To look into this option, you can apply online or visit njng.com/energy assistance or call 800-221-0051.
Jennifer, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a great job. So who's here tonight with you guys?
We have a lot of people here tonight. We have our energy assistance team. We have our commercial liaisons. And we have DigSafe.
What's DigSafe?
DigSafe, 811.
Oh, you call 811.
811-DigSafe, yes.
All right, Jennifer Gorka from New Jersey Natural Gas. Learn more at their website. Keep up the great work, and we'll let you go enjoy the game.
Thank you.
All right. So no runs, one hit, and because of the pickoff, nobody left on. We've played an inning and a half, and Hudson Valley leads it 2-0 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Farm, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
So here is Casey Martin to lead it off for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the second inning, and the Blue Claws trail 2-0. Martin at 280 on the year, 6 home runs and 21 runs batted in. He'll be followed by Jared Carr and Fraylin Mignetti. First pitch by Hampton, swung on and missed a fastball. And the count is nothing and one. Casey's had a really good year, his best year as a pro. Third round pick in 2020 out of the University of Arkansas. Fastball inside. And that runs the count to 1-1. Thursday night, he homered in game one of the doubleheader to account for the only run of the game. And then drove in the winning run in a 2-1 win with a base hit in the sixth inning of game two. And he takes that one inside. 2-2. So right now, 280 with a 370 on base percentage. Last year, he was at 181 with a 235 OBP. So up triple digits in both. And he's already got more home runs this year than he did last year. And he's got 15 steals on the season. And Hampton took too long, so an automatic ball is called. Only two off last year's steals total, and he's got one more walk than he did all of last year as well. And we're not even halfway through this season. And he takes that one at the knees, thought it was low, called a strike, and the count is 3-2 on Casey Martin. He has really enjoyed working with Luke Merton, the Phillies' new director of hitting development, who was here Thursday and Friday. I did not see him before the game, but he still might be around. Hired this year. He spent some time with Martin in Texas over the offseason. And it's a high pop-up here in the right center. Out goes Santos. In comes the right fielder Garcia, who makes the call. And a one-handed catch. So Casey Martin flies out to Anthony Garcia, and that's one away here in the second. It'll bring out the center fielder for Jersey Shore, and that is Jared Korn. All right, 242, two homers and 18 runs batted in on the season. Left-handed batter from Martinsburg, West Virginia, and he takes a fastball strike. Carr said he couldn't quite remember exactly, but he was sure he saw the Blue Claws play before he became a Philly or a Blue Claw. Fastball strike, the count 0-2, because he would go to many games every year while the Blue Claws, then the Lakewood Blue Claws in low A, played in Hagerstown in Maryland. The Jersey Shore, or Lakewood at the time, they would play in 12 to 16 games there every season. Fastball low, 1-2. And Jared actually went to high school in Hagerstown. Martinsburg, where he's from, is not that far. Hagerstown is right in the middle. It's only a few miles from West Virginia and a few miles from Pennsylvania. It's in a very narrow part of Maryland on Interstate 81. 1-2 pitch, curveball low, blocked by Josh Brewer. And the count 2-2. Carr, another who played in Adelaide over the winter. Blue Claws have 8 players here who are on that championship team. Foul back out of play, still 1-2. One of whom is tonight's starting pitcher, Jordan Fowler. Fowler, Arturo De Freitas, Anthony Kurion is on the IL. Rickson Wingrove, Nick Ward, Carr, Kendall Simmons, who is on the IL. And then Mitch Newborn, who is a relief pitcher who just got here to Jersey Shore and the Blue Claws earlier this week. 2-2 pitch to Carr is swung on and missed. Fastball got it by him, strike 3. So 5 in a row, 2 strikeouts for Chase Hampton since Ward led off with a walk. And that'll bring up Franklin Mignetti, the third baseman. Mignetti, 6 out of 27, no home runs and an RBI. He's been here since the beginning of this homestand and gotten a pretty good run. He had been playing in Clearwater at the beginning of the year. Was hitting over 300. And the first pitch, a curveball in there for a called strike, nothing in one. When Haoyu Lee got hurt, the Blue Claws did not add an infielder, but then Kendall Simmons got hurt 2 weeks ago in Aberdeen. And swinging a miss, big cut by Mignetti, nothing and two. So they needed to add another infielder, which they did, but even now they only have 11 position players on the active roster. There's only 2 bench players every day for Greg Brodzinski. 0-2 pitch is a curveball low. Hampton out of Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, 6th round pick by the Yankees last year. He struck out 10 hitters in each of his last 2 starts and went a career-long 7 innings last Saturday against Aberdeen. Breaking ball, foul back, and over near on-deck hitter Leandro Pineda. Foul ball, 1-2 on Mignetti. Blue Claws will wrap up 14-game homestand, 14 games in 13 days tomorrow. 105 against Hudson Valley. Here's the 1-2, and a fly ball into right. Playable for Garcia. A couple of steps to his right. He's there and makes the catch, and it retires the sound. Claws go in order in the second. We head to the third in Shortown, Hudson Valley 2 and Jersey Shore. Nothing here on Valley Live at BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claws.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third inning, Blue Claws down 2-0. Tom Kimmins, our guest from Kids Need More. Tonight's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner of the Game, Alexander Vargas, leading off against Jordan Fowler. Vargas was batting when Luis Santos got picked off to end the second. Curveball to start him and a strike on the outside corner. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me back.
Tom's been here before for a couple years now. Here's the 0-1 and a pop-up in our direction, but that will not reach us. Land just shy of the press box. 0-2. Tell us about Kids Need More.
Well, Kids Need More is an organization that originally was based out of Long Island, and we've kind of expanded it into Ocean County here.
Pitch by Fowler, swing and a miss. Strike three. So Jordan gets a second straight strikeout, one down in the third.
Ultimately, the goal of Kids Need More is to enhance the lives of children that have life-threatening illnesses, but also create programs and events for their family and for their siblings so that they can get away and just take a break from all the treatments and all the doctor appointments and such.
How did you get involved in the organization? Here's Josh Bro, first pitch by Fowler, sound sir.
I actually got involved in the organization at my 20th high school reunion. I ran into a friend of mine who'd moved to Long Island, and she was doing this work. Told her I admired it, wanted to be involved.
I remember that. That's a great story. Swing and a miss and a curveball on the count is 1-1.
And here I am, and what I found out was I was a camp counselor up in Long Island for a week with 30 13-year-old boys.
1-1 pitch, curveball, strike.
As a lot of folks that come to these games probably realize, 30 13-year-old boys being a counselor for and living with for a week is not an easy task. So I wanted to bring it closer to home, a little more relaxing, a little less tiring, so we do a Christmas bus. That's kind of our signature event here in Ocean County, where Santa and Mrs. Claus can actually visit these kids who can't actually leave their houses.
1-2 pitch is squibbed off the end of the bat at the first base line. Trying to stay fair, it does. Wingrove got it before a kick foul. Good play. Knocked it down, steps on the base, two down. Go ahead.
And I would say an interesting fact, though, that I just realized today. So today is the 10-year anniversary of the organization becoming a 501c3. So
like
we're celebrating
like
here
June
with the Blue Claws. June 10th, exactly.
Cool. How can folks support or learn more?
Folks can go out to kidsneedmore.org, and of course, like any charity and really anyone today, we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, of course, and all your social media outlets.
Pitch outside to Anthony Garcia, one ball and no strikes. 2-0 Hudson Valley, top of the third. Our guest, Tom Kimmins from Kids Need More. And the 1-0 is outside. Two balls and no strikes from Fowler. Garcia grounded out in the first but drove in a run. So what are some of the other events you guys do? I know, you know, the camps, the Santa event. What else do you guys do throughout the year? Is a curveball in there, 2-1?
Well, largely there's multiple camps that take place. There's some day camps that occur throughout the summer. As I mentioned, the sleepover camp is the really big one.
2-1 pitch, curveball on the outside corner, called strike, 2-2.
In years prior to COVID, we did a lot more events, even here at the ballpark. We did a Kids Need More Holidays event here, right here at the Blue Claws Stadium. We've actually held off on that in recent years.
2-2, fly ball hit well out of the left, going back, Lee Sang, he's got room, to his right, makes the grab. Go ahead, Tom.
Just that we used to do a lot more events here, right here with the Blue Claws. Hope to do more in the future. But COVID kind of put that on hold for a little while. But
well, keep up the great work. The website is kidsneedmore.org. Kidsneedmore.org. Tom Kimmins, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, 1-2-3, go. The Renegades, Blue Claws, down 2-0, bottom three on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Two nothing Hudson Valley. We start the bottom of the third. Here's Leandro Pineda, who takes a fastball strike on the outside corner from right-hander Chase Hampton, and the count is nothing and one. Pineda, 189, 4 homers, 25 RBIs. Arturo DeFreitas and Nick Ward, the next two. And the 0-1 is chopped up the middle. The shortstop ranging over. Nice play by Vargas, running throw to first in time. Two again, Pineda for out number one. Seven in a row now set aside by Chase Hampton after Nick Ward drew a leadoff walk to start the bottom half of the first, but Ward was ultimately stranded at second base. Here's DeFreitas hitting 164, no home runs, and 4 runs batted in. Blue Claws in this series are now 16 for 113 at the plate. Fastball is inside to Arturo, and it's 1-0. So it has been a struggle this week for the Blue Claws, but this is a very good pitching staff. And here's a high fly ball into center. Drifting back on it is Jones. He's got room 15 feet in front of the warning track to make the grab to win. They have good starters, Tony. They have good relievers. It's just a really good staff. There's a reason why they're in the mix for the first half title.
Yeah, the pitching staff has carried them for certain. In this series, they have outscored, speaking of the offense now, outscored Jersey Shore 24-8 coming into tonight.
As we said before, there are 4 pitchers Thursday through Sunday, all among the Yankees' top 30 prospects. Right. And Ward takes that one a little bit low. And that's ball one, 1-1, and no strikes on Ward. Hudson Valley, 3.64 team ERA, is the best in the Sally League. Fastball called strike on the knees, 1-1. Nick thought it was low. Marcus Lee Sang would be next. Ward drew that walk. It was his 38th of the season, moving into third place by himself in the Sally League. 1-1. Fastball called strike at the knees. And the count is 1-2. 93-mile-an-hour fastball there from Chase Hampton, who wears the long navy blue sleeves under his gray jersey. And Ward calls time. Blue Claws in their home whites here today. Renegades won the series opener on Tuesday. Blue Claws swept the doubleheader on Thursday. There was no game because of the air quality on Wednesday. And then Hudson Valley won last night. Ward golfs one of the air to shallow left center. Aldenese Sanchez is there to make the catch, and that retires the side. 9 in a row now for Hampton. And the Blue Claws trail 2-0 as we go into the fourth here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy.
keep the unicorns alive.
Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how...
Top of the fourth inning in Shorttown, 2-0 Hudson Valley, and here's Tony.
All right, Greg, Jordan Fowler gets set to go. It's two runs, four hits, no errors for Hudson Valley, and goose eggs across the board here for Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley batting in the top of the fourth, and sends up 5, 6, and 7. Right-hand batting Antonio Gomez looks at a breaking ball for a called strike. It's nothing in one. Gomez doubled home run to cap a two-run first inning for Hudson Valley. That's all the scoring in this ballgame. And the pitch arm is a big swing and a miss by Gomez. And it's nothing in two. Gomez at 230, two homers and 19 runs batted in. Fowler 6'3", 180 out of Central Missouri. And the left-hander kicks and deals. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. But staying alive is Gomez. He just got a piece and fouled it off. So the count holds it. No balls and two strikes. So Fowler from Central Missouri and the Missouri, Central Missouri, excuse me, Alma Mater member. Swinging a hopping foul past third. Josh Bortka, a 23-year-old 16th round pick of the Phillies last year out of Central Missouri, was the winning pitcher today for the Florida Complex League Phillies. Small world. I don't think they were ever teammates, however. Swing and a miss. Got it past him. Strike three. Gomez goes down. That's the first out here in the top of the fourth and the third K on the night for Jordan Fowler. Central Missouri, it's all over the Philly system right now. Bortka, Fowler.
By the way, speaking
of a pair.
Clearwater, they will clinch a playoff spot with a win today.
Spencer Henson takes wide for a ball.
Their magic number is one. They're tied at three in the eighth inning at Ford Myers.
Or with a Bradenton loss, I believe, right?
No, I think they need a Ford Myers loss.
All right, well, they're playing.
Also, so they're playing them. Yeah, so they had to win. If they don't do it today, they'll do it soon. Their magic number is one. They got 11 more chances.
They got a few shots. The count is 2-0 on Henson. Here's the pitch. Swinging a viciously hit drive, but pulled foul down the left field line. And Henson, who was on his way to first, will come back. He walked in the first inning. He's a 275, 8 homers, 26 runs batted in. He's a 25-year-old. Was the Yankees' ninth-round pick in 2019.
Phillies made an interesting move this week that opened some eyes. They brought up a shortstop who was in the Dominican Republic named William Bergola.
Right. Here's the next pitch to Henson. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Go ahead.
Who's 18 years old. Yeah. He was born in October of 2004. And he was one of their biggest international signings in 2022. And hit 380 in the Dominican Summer League last year.
The next one to Henson is pop foul off to our right.
And I guess, you know, most people thought that he would likely go into the Florida Complex League this summer and maybe get to Clearwater by the end of the summer. They brought him up this week, and he had a base hit in his debut last night.
Again, the 2-2 on Henson. Line to left field, down the line, on the run, and not being able to corral it is Marcus Lee Sang. It'll be a base hit as he cuts it off and gets it back in. And Henson is a one-out base runner here on the top of the fourth inning. Brings up Aldenice Sanchez, who skied to right his first at bat. Sanchez made a tremendous play earlier in this series on a drive to deep right. Sanchez is in left tonight when they go back out on the field, but he hauled in, or at very least robbed extra bases from Leandro Pineda. earlier this week. Circus catch up against the right field fence. Here he waves and misses at a breaking ball from Fowler. It's nothing and one. And now Sanchez calls time.
Remember last year, Tony, Gabriel Yanez pitched
the name for Jersey Shore.
Yeah. He is pitching today pitched a little bit today in relief for Ford Myers against Clearwater.
Swinging a bouncing foul down the third baseline.
Excuse me, Yanez was here in 2021, not 2022.
No balls and two strikes on Sanchez. Finished second on the team, fifth in the SAO in stolen bases last year with 32. This year he has 10. He's at the plate with one out here in the top of the fourth, a 2-0 Hudson Valley lead. And the Blue Claws come to bat. They'll be looking for their first hit. Here's the 0-2 on Sanchez. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Strike three. First base occupied, so it goes down as a fourth strikeout for Fowler. He was reached for two runs and three hits in the first inning. And since then, has thrown blanks at Hudson Valley. Brings up Cabrera, Marcus Cabrera, the number eight batter. He flew out to right his first at bat. He does nothing else in this series. He had a big hit on Tuesday night, a three-run double in the second inning that launched Hudson Valley to a 13-1 win. Here against Fowler, he takes high for a ball. 2 outs, a runner on, top of the fourth. It's 2-0 Hudson Valley over Jersey Shore. Blue Claws need a win tonight to stay at least within a game and a half of Hudson Valley and Greensboro. Here's a high fly ball, deep left center field, way back toward the fence, reaching up and making the play. It's Carr right up against the fence in deep left center. Hauls in an extra base bid by Cabrera, and that retires the side. No runs a hit, no errors. One left. We head for the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Hudson Valley on MILB-TV. BlueClaws.com and Valley Live.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Got to the bottom of the fourth here. Chase Hampton of Hudson Valley has thrown 50 pitches, 33 for strikes, and the Blue Claws will send 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup against this right-hander as they look for their first hit in the contest. The 6'2" Hampton deals and a check swing, and the ball ricochets off to the left off the bat of Marcus Lee Sang. Foul ball, strike one. Marcus Lee Sang, 268, four homers, 30 runs batted in. And he calls timeout. He had that great month of May, Phillies minor league player of the month. Takes outside for a ball and a scuffled for hits though here in June. Just 22 years old, 11th round pick in 2019. And the pitch home, high and away. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Marcus Lee Sang. Rickson Wingrove on deck and Andrik Nava to follow. And Hampton kicks and throws. High and outside, ball three. He's not allowed a hit. He walked Nick Ward to begin the bottom of the first inning and has retired everyone else since. Marcus Lee Sang, however, ahead on the count, 3-1. Left-hand hitter, right-hand pitcher. Kick pitch is a called strike. And Lee Sang had turned toward first base. She is brought back to the plate by umpire Trey Jester. So 3-2, and here it is. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Marcus Lee Sang 0-2 to begin the night. Third strikeout for Chase Hampton. One gone.
That's 10 in a row now that he set aside since Nick Ward walked to lead off the first.
There is Rickson Wingrove. He checks his swing, but he went around, and it's nothing and one on Wingrove. Hampton with that 10 strikeout performance last time out. He deals, and Wingrove takes a called strike in the outside corner. He is one of three pitchers, is Hampton, in all of minor league baseball with three double-digit strikeout games this season. Ahead of Wingrove, 0-2. He kicks, throws, let up on the outside corner. Wingrove knew it and heads back to the dugout. Strike three call. That's the fourth K now for Chase Hampton. The others with three double-digit strikeout games. Greenville's Isaac Coffey. That's a Sally League team in the Southern Division. That's a Red Sox affiliate. The batter is Andrik Nava, who swings and lofts it foul the other way to left. It'll sail out of play. And the other pitcher with three double-digit strikeout games is Connor Phillips of AA Chattanooga in the Cincinnati Red system.
You know who's there? Kyle Glogoski.
And the pitch is high and away, and we know Kyle from
here.
Right.
He was here in 2019.
Right.
2022. And then definitely last year, where he was very good.
One ball, one strike on Andrick, and that one's low for ball. It's 2-1.
Phillies lost him in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. Back at the winter meetings in December. Great, great, great kid.
The 2-1 pitch to Nava. Foul back.
And he was on, I know he's from New Zealand, but he was on Team Australia as well. I believe he had dual citizenship through a grandparent, I believe.
The switch hitting Nava batting left, and the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ball, bounced fouled on the first baseline. Andrick at 208, a homer, 14 runs batted in. Coming off his best offensive night of the season last night, drove in three runs. Helped take Jersey Shore to an early 3-0 lead, but they lost in 10, 8-4. Here's the next one. Lashes one the other way, fouled up. Hits in the press level in the luxury suites down to our left and bounced back toward the field. The count holds at 2-2. Andrew flew out earlier tonight, the 21-year-old. Two balls, two strikes on Nava. Two out, nobody on. And the pitch. Swinging a line drive, center field, but it's hanging up and coasting back as Jones, who reaches high in the air and plucks it away for the final out. He was approaching the track in front of the 400-foot sign, but just a big can of corn for Spencer Jones. Nothing doing for the Blue Claws. Still hitless after four. They trail at 2-0. On MILB-TV, BlueClaws.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown. We got to the top of the fifth inning. And Jersey Shore trails it 2-0. They begin the game 1.5 out, trailing virtual co-leaders Hudson Valley and Greensboro tonight. Jersey Shore, though, work to do, down 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. As Jordan Fowler deals, and this ball was slapped out to left center field, falling fast. It's in for a base hit off the bat of a 9 hitter, Luis Santos, who is hitting 222 before dumping that single in the left center field. And he's 2-for-2 now. He booped one in the right for a base hit his first time up. So here is the pride of this Yankees affiliates lineup, the number 3 prospect in the system, Spencer Jones, who doubled his last time, back in the first inning and struck out in the second. Lefty on lefty here as Fowler goes to work, and Jones swings and hits it well. Deep center field, but room out there to roam. And under it is Jared Carr for out number one. Jones hit it pretty well, but he's retired. Brings up the switch hitting Alexander Vargas, who has popped up and struck out. He's 0 for 2. Is Vargas. He's at 218, 6 homers, 23 runs batted in.
Phil Condari's coming out, Tony, to talk to Fowler, and I got to believe this is just a buy time for Carlos Francisco, who is warming up in the bullpen. Now, Fowler's only had 63 pitches, so I don't know exactly why, but either that or they just want to go over the game plan here for Vargas, but Fowler's gotten him twice. Plate umpire Trey Jester makes his way out as well. Carlos Francisco and his rubber arm are up in the bullpen. He made 41 appearances last year. He's already made 20 appearances this year, which is tied for the most in the Sally League with his teammate Tristan Garnett. One back at 19 is Tommy McCollum. So,
but this is Fowler's 10th start, and in 7 of the prior 9, he's gone at least 5 innings, so he's right on the cusp of doing that now as he faces Vargas with 1-on-1 out, top of the 5th. Runner goes. They haven't picked off the throw to first. Now down to the shortstop. Swipe tag by Martin for the out. Second pickoff of the night, or second caught stealing, however you want to call it, by Jordan Fowler, and that's quickly 2 outs. Wait, you got to love this conversation. So never Condari comes out there. Something good happens last night.
Yeah, he's on a good run.
Last night he came out, had a conversation before he got back to the dugout, double play into the inning. Here he comes out before a pitch is thrown.
Yeah.
Pick a guy off. And Vargas lifts it high in the air in the infield. Spreading the wings is Casey Martin at shortstop. He squeezes it for out number 3.
Well, wait, Phil is nothing if not efficient. One pitch. Yesterday, one pitch, 2 outs. Today, one pitch, 2 outs.
That's why he's the pitching coach. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Jersey Shore still down there, 2-0 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I got to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. Blue Claws hitless against this 6-2 right-hander, Chase Hampton. Hampton today has struck out 4, coming off his third game in which he has struck out 10 or more. Struck out the first batter he ever faced as a pro, and that was this season. First professional career, first batter he faced, Aberdeen's Judd Fabian, and he struck him out. And he's been whiffing people ever since. Came in today, 69 strikeouts in 41 and a third innings, holding opponents to a 194 average. Had yielded 5 home runs, but that is often because a pitcher is right around the plate. And for the Blue Claws, it's 5, 6, and 7. Casey Martin to try to get it going. Casey at the bat is at 278, 6 homers, 21 runs batted in. He flew out to right his first time up. And Hampton goes to work, and the pitch is a breaking ball, slices over the outside corner. It's nothing and one. Jersey Shore fell back with yesterday's loss to a game below 500 at home again. Here's the pitch. That's outside for ball 1-1. They finally clawed their way to 500, but now talking about the home record, they're 13-14 on the season here in Shoretown. A big crowd here tonight hoping the Blue Claws can mount a rally. Hector hoping the Blue Claws can get a base hit. They don't have any yet. One batter has reached. That was Nick Ward, who walked to begin the Blue Claws' bottom of the first inning. The 2-1 to Casey. Swinging a line drive over the leaping head of the third baseman Cabrera into left field, a base hit. Martin, a big turn at first with the first hit of the ball game for Jersey Shore. So if anybody was going to get it going, it's Casey, who's been really the most consistent hitter on the ball club this year. And here is Jared Carr. Jared is the tying run now. Watched him in batting practice today. He does have really good power. Now, he's been with the Blue Claws the last couple of years. Has 8 career home runs, but he was launching them onto the berm. Swings and bounces this one down the first baseline, foul, and out onto the concourse area. A very impressive batting practice for Jared Carr, the native of West Virginia. 24 years old now is Jared. 240, 2 homers this year. As we noted, 8 in his career. And the runner takes off for second. The pitch is a called strike, and nobody paid any attention to Casey Martin, who walks into second base.
Yeah, because Hampton was in the windup.
Right.
I don't know why, but he was. And Casey knew it right away. Swipes his 16th base of the season, which is a 52 now for his career. And only one less than he had all of last year.
The 0-2 to Carr. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
But that stolen base was a freebie. with Hampton in the windup. Just a
got the Blue Claws failed to get him over to third base here on their initial attempt. So one out, and Frill and Mignetti real bad. He flew out to ride his first time up. Frill, 214, no homers, and he was driven in one. This is his 10th game. Takes a called strike. He is 6-4-28. Is Mignetti. Fralin, though, called him walk-off Fralin. Won't walk off anybody here, but he's done it twice in the last 2 years for Jersey Shore. Takes a called strike, and it's nothing and two. Won a game earlier on his homestand last week against Brooklyn. Walked off the Cyclones with an 11th inning single. Walked off Hudson Valley up there last year. Blue Claws were the home team because of a rain out here. And had a single in the bottom of the ninth at Hudson Valley. He fouls this one back to plate the winning run. Right now, a base hit would probably get the Blue Claws on the board here. Casey Martin at second, one out, bottom of the fifth. Six hits in the ballgame for Hudson Valley, one for Jersey Shore. That was Casey to begin this bottom of the fifth inning. Mignetti, right-hand hitter, waits, and the pitch to the plate. Swinging a hopping ball, left side is short. They will make the play to first in time as Martin advances to third. So two down, and it'll be up to Leandro Pineda, who grounded out his first at bat to try to get Martin home. Pineda at 188 right now, four homers, 25 runs batted in. Pineda, big open stance for the 21-year-old. The pitch to the plate is a called strike on the outside corner. Hampton is right around the plate. He has struck out five. He has not walked a hitter. He comes set. Martin off third, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. And it's nothing in two. Hampton, a model of consistency this year. He's gone at least five innings his last five games. The league hitting just 194 against him coming in. Five home runs, 69 Ks, and 41 in the third coming in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. And that retires the side. Chase Hampton is setting him up and setting them down. Blue Claws did get a hit, but that's it. We go to the sixth. It's still 2-0 Hudson Valley on MILB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Carlos Francisco takes over for Jersey Shore as we head into the top of the sixth inning. Blue Claws down 2-0. We'll get to Carlos in a moment, the right-hander from Puerto Rico. But Tony's got the out-of-town scoreboard for you with Josh Breaux set to lead off for the Renegades, who lead it 2-0. Here's Breaux, right-handed batter, 1-for-2. And the first pitch is outside ball one. So Francisco in for Fowler, who went 5 and gave up 2 runs on 5 hits.
Insurance Office of America brings you the out-of-town scoreboard. Insures business in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, workers' compensation, and employee benefits.
Foul back, top of the screen, 1-1.
For personal service, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. And it's all but celebration time now for those Clearwater Threshers. It'll be a Marty party.
There you go. Bouncer foul behind the plate, 1-2 on Josh Breaux.
Marty Malloy, former Blue Claw manager, Clearwater Threshers manager. 8-3, they lead in Fort Myers, the Twins affiliate. Still batting top of the 9th inning.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him strike 3. So Carlos Francisco comes in and strikes out Josh Breaux, 1 away.
Ryan Rincon, the 19-year-old shortstop, has 2 hits. And Marion Boyd, another speedster, has 2 hits. And William Bergoglio, you talked about him before, the 18-year-old they brought up to the Florida State League, has a base hit as well and a walk. And Rincon, we just mentioned him, he has his 6th home run of the season in that game, does the 19-year-old.
And that fastball is outside to Garcia. Clearwater is one of 4 teams in affiliated baseball, including the big leagues, with a .700 winning percentage. And they are 39-15. Bouncer foul behind the plate, and the count is 1-1, about to be 40-15.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mentioned earlier this week, one of the big league scouts up here had seen them. He said, at the beginning of the year, remember they had Orion Kirkering there too at the beginning of the year. He's here now and is okay to pitch tonight if so required.
1-1 to Anthony Garcia. That's inside from Francisco.
He said that Clearwater Club, one of the finest in low A he has seen in quite some time.
Yeah, Blue Claws fans obviously should be excited about
that. Because they will be coming here at some point.
Yeah, that fastball just misses. Francisco, by the way, 2-0, the 3.51 ERA. It's league-leading 21st game. 25 2/3 inning, 17 hits, 10 walks, and he struck out 32.
Well, I go to the South Atlantic League, where we'll pay attention to that Wilmington-Greensboro game.
3-1, hit in the air pretty well out to right. Pineda going back toward the track, on the track as he moves towards right center, but he makes the catch with room in front of the wall. 2 down.
So Greensboro and Hudson Valley began the night in a virtual tie for first place. Blue Claws a game and a half back. Greensboro ahead of Hudson Valley by a couple of percentage points, but they're losing the night at home 8-2 to Wilmington. That ball game is now in the bottom of the 7th in Greensboro.
That means if the Blue Claws could somehow pull this out, down 2-0 here in the 6th, then they would gain on both, obviously, because they're playing Hudson Valley. And Antonio Gomez takes a strike. So they could be back within a half game going into tomorrow. But they got some work to do, obviously.
Certainly within reach. But
they will face a new pitcher. I'm sure they're happy they don't have to face Hampton anymore. They have a righty warming. Hudson Valley does. Popped up foul first base side by Gomez, 0-2. What is the Phillies? They did not have a good day, right?
The Phillies lost 9-0 to the Dodgers today. Aaron Nola lifted in the 7th inning, allowed 6 earned runs and took the loss after that dramatic victory last night.
0-2 pitch is low.
Let's go to the Phillies affiliate scoreboard for you. Lehigh Valley playing 2 games at Syracuse. And Lehigh Valley won the first game 5-1. Christian Sanchez is trying to bid for that.
Pitch outside. Christopher Sanchez.
Excuse me. Thank you, Greg. The elusive 5th starting rotation spot was the winner today, 5-1 in game one. And Lehigh Valley leads the nightcap 7-5 in the top of the 6th. Remember, a 7-inning game.
That one high, 3-2.
Reading playing 2 games with Binghamton today. And first game in 8 innings went to Binghamton, 4-1. Second game, Binghamton leads 1-0, bottom of the 3rd in Reading.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good inning for Carlos Francisco. 1-2-3 for him. And picks up a pair of strikeouts as well. Bottom six coming up. 2-0 Hudson Valley on ValleyLifeBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Arturo De Freitas will lead it off here for Jersey Shore in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They trail it 2-0, and I misspoke. I thought that Chase Hampton's day was over. That is not the case. He is back out there for the sixth, having allowed just one hit and one walk while striking out six. Both Blue Claws base runners led off innings, neither scored. 9-1-2, De Freitas, Ward, and Marcus Lee Sang. And the first pitch to Arturo is a slider strike. De Freitas, 164 in the year, flew out the center his first time. Ward on deck, he led off the first inning with a single, stole second, but was stranded there. Casey Martin led off the fifth with a single, stole second, and was stranded at third. 0-1, breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, 0-2 on Arturo De Freitas from Caracas, Venezuela. Just turned 22 years old back on May 28th. Blue Claws have Tommy McCollum up in their bullpen down the line in right field. Tommy got the save on Thursday. And the 0-2 is high. And it's one ball and two strikes. Hudson Valley out hitting Jersey Shore 6-1. They lead it 2-0. And the 1-2 is a little low. Good eye by De Freitas. And the count even at 2-2.
And that Clearwater game, they go to the bottom of the ninth. Alex McFarlane, a 22-year-old fourth-round pick of the Phillies out of Miami a year ago, would get the win. He went five innings.
Breaking ball popped up behind the plate, first base side, and out of play. By the way, I have a prediction, a Clearwater prediction.
A Clearwater prediction.
The first two threshers to get here.
Okay.
Wesley Moore, who was the Phillies minor league pitcher of the month for June, and Gabriel Rincones, the outfielder. Strike three, fastball that the Freitas thought was outside, and it might have been. And that's seven strikeouts for Chase Hampton, one away for Nick Ward. I have no idea when that will happen. And, you know, you look to those older guys, and I think you can see them up here soon. Rincones was a third-round pick last year out of Florida Atlantic, the Boca Raton Owls. And there's a fastball for a strike. He's got, what, five homers and 20-something steals.
22-year-old batting .273 coming into tonight. Five homers, 21 runs batted in, 22 steals. He's been caught three times.
And the 0-1 is inside. So 1-1 on Ward, who walked and flew out to left. Hampton's pitch is just missing a little high. Two balls and one strike.
And your other nominee was Wesley Moore, right?
Yeah, he was the Phillies minor league pitcher of the month for May. I think I might have said Jude, but for May, obviously. Fastball outside. Three balls and a strike on Nick Warren. Hampton, by the way, has thrown 88 pitches. So this will be his last inning. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is full at three balls and two strikes. So Jersey Shore down 2-0. It looks like one and done for Carlos Francisco. 1-2-3 inning and what is his league-leading 21st appearance of the season. And McCollum getting ready. Here's the 3-2 and a little high, strike three. Nick thought it was high and he's punched out looking. That's out number two. 8 strikeouts for Hampton. 28 strikeouts for him in his last three starts. 10, 10, and 8 today. And that'll be it for him as he gets to his pitch count at 90 pitches. And Sergio Santos, the manager, will go to the bullpen. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So, great outing for Chase Hampton. 5 2/3 innings, no runs on one hit, one walk, and he struck out 8, including each of the last three hitters that he faced. And Hudson Valley will go to the pen here in the sixth.
Greg, talking about Wesley Moore, let's look at him. He's a 23-year-old, 6'2", 200-pound lefty. Signed as a free agent last year by the Phillies out of Kansas State. This year with Clearwater, 4-0 with a 0.72 ERA, 17 games, all in relief, 25 innings, 14 hits. In 25 innings, struck out 39 and walked 12. Opponents hitting 157 against him. He has not allowed a professional home run. 23-year-old from Kansas State, Wesley Moore. So
Hudson Valley goes to the bullpen, Tony. They've allowed 2 earned runs in 32 innings. In the Renegades' last 10 games with 12 walks and 39 strikeouts. And here's Luis Velasquez to come in, and all he's done is allowed 3 earned runs on the season in 25 2/3 innings. 7 hits. Now he's walked 15, which is probably the only reason he's not in Somerset right now. And he has struck out 33. And this will be his first appearance of the series. He threw 2 innings. This is Velasquez's first appearance with Hudson Valley. Those numbers were his Tampa numbers. So this will be his debut with the Renegades. Last time pitched on Friday of last week with Tampa against Bradenton, through 2 scoreless innings with 6 strikeouts. My mistake. Luis Velasquez, the pitcher. He's a 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Fouled back by Lee Sang into the screen. And that was 97 on the scoreboard gun. No balls, 1 strike. And 95 miles an hour, the Hawkeye system. Ricks and Wingrove on deck, 2 down, bottom of the sixth. 2-0 Renegades. Fastball, swing. Actually, that was a splitter, it looked like. And count is 0-2.
And it's over in Fort Myers. Fort Myers got a run in the bottom of the ninth, but the champagne is pouring, I guess. Are they allowed to drink? I don't know.
Some are, some aren't. Marty is.
Marty, I know it.
0-2 on Marcus Lee Sang. Swinging a miss. Fastball, 95 miles an hour. Strikes him out swinging, and that retires the side. So Hampton and Luis Velasquez combined to strike out the side here in the sixth. And we head to the seventh inning. Hudson Valley 2 and Jersey Shore nothing on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco.
Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Tommy McCollum takes over for Jersey Shore here. Got the save on Thursday, his 24th birthday, and is the third pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. Big right-hander from Clemens, North Carolina. And the first pitch to Spencer Henson, a fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. Henson has a walk and a single so far today, one for one. Both of those were against Jordan Fowler, and the 0-1 from Tommy is outside. Carlos Francisco, a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts as McCollum takes over. He's got a 2.89 ERA in 19 games. This is his 20th. 18 and two-thirds innings, eight hits. He has walked 16, struck out 33. Foul back by Henson, right side out of play. And have a count 1-2.
So I want to give you at least one more nominee, another older pitcher.
Yeah.
From Clearwater that could be here at some point second half.
Time call. By the way, this matchup here, Tommy McCollum, 6'5", 255, right, yeah. And Spencer Henson, 6'2", 235.
Heavyweights.
Yeah. One and two, the count here on Henson. And McCollum out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled off first base side out of play.
So
actually, that ball very nearly hit a guy holding a birthday cake in suite 205. He's standing there with a birthday cake, all the candles, and he had to get out of the way. But thankfully, he didn't, you know, drop the cake or ignite himself. Fastball high, and the count is 2-2.
On fire in Clearwater has been 24-year-old right-hander Jackson Dallas, 5'11", 200. Pounder got his seventh save today.
Breaking ball popped up shallow left. Racing in is Marcus Lee, saying he gets there and makes the one-handed catch, one away.
Greg, coming into today, this is his second pro season. 18 games, 2-2 with a 0.31 ERA. This is coming in today. 28 innings, 23 hits. He struck out 29, walked 12. Lee getting 221 against him with no home runs. So 24-year-old, next stop sooner or later, Jersey Shore.
Yep. Fastball high, and the count 1-0 on Aldenis Sanchez.
So let's go with Moore, Dallas, and Rincon as our candidates, leading candidates in this
1-1 is inside 2-0.
Theoretical Jersey Shore clubhouse arrive here.
If they follow what they've done the last few years,
yeah,
there'll be a bunch by the end of the season.
Right.
But, you know, obviously, some will come sooner.
You always look at the older players.
Yeah, start
first
with the older players for sure. Fastball on the outside corner, 2-1. So, Carlos Francisco, who Tony threw the sixth inning, now leads the league in appearances with 21. And Tommy McCollum is now tied for second with, this is his 20th, fastball high. And the count is 3-1. So if Francisco didn't pitch and McCollum came in, then you would have had three Blue Claws tied for first in the league in games pitched in, with Tristan Garnett, the other who has appeared in 20. 3-1, that's high, ball four. And I do think at some point later in the year, McCollum will be in Reading.
Right.
But the one thing right now that he'll have to cut back on is the walks. And that was his 17th walk in 19 innings. And Phil Condari, the pitching coach, must have spotted something, because here comes Phil, who's going to put his streak on the line now.
Right.
Because in each of the last two games, yesterday and today, Phil has induced two outs on one pitch following a mound visit. It was a double play yesterday, and today there was a pickoff. Jordan right. Fowler picked off Luis Santos, and then Alexander Vargas popped out the short. That was in the fifth inning. So we'll see what Phil has up his sleeve for this visit.
He has set a very high bar.
Very high. Really nice guy.
He is.
Jersey guy all the way through from Cliffside Park, which is up near the George Washington Bridge on the Hudson River there in Bergen County, New Jersey. And pitched at Seton Hall, coached at Seton Hall, coached at Rutgers, and now after a couple of years in the Blue Jay system with the Blue Claws. Fastball blooped in the air into shallow center field. Charging on Jared Carr. Dives after it. Can't get it. Good effort, but it gets by him. Heading around second, Sanchez. He'll go to third. They throw into second. Not in time. And standing there, Cabrera, who has himself a bloop double. Good effort by Carr. Just missed it. And it squirted behind it. Pineda backing up, but a two-base hit for Marcos Cabrera. And now Hudson Valley has runners at second and third with one out for Luis Santos.
And he's got the number nine hitter here in Santos, but Santos has two hits in this ballgame. McCollum made a good pitch there, but Cabrera just whooped it out to center. And Carr, as you described, Greg, a heck of an effort, charging in, sliding, couldn't quite make it.
Blue Claws really have no choice here. You got to bring the infield in, and they do. One out, Santos the batter. McCollum could use a strikeout. He's got 34 of them in the season. Fastball is swinging a miss. And it's nothing at one. 34 strikeouts in 19 innings. He struck out 34 of 90 of 82 batters faced this season. Sound of the Phillies back in 21 and the 0-1 foul bag. And the count is nothing and 294 miles an hour. That fastball from McCollum. He stands in there at 6'5". He was in the keep when he signed with the Phillies, or when they called to sign him. He had one more year at Wingate, and they had just won the Division II National Championship. Side of the sign, right move. 0-2 is low, and it's 1-2. And he would have been here last year, but he broke his leg in June covering or trying to field a ground ball, which wiped out the end of his season. Where he had a 1.45 ERA in 31 innings. That's in the dirt, down and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Just a super, super nice guy. Easy to root for. Hard-throwing right-hander who has worked on a splitter as one of his go-to out pitches. That will keep DeFreitas on his toes, though. Runners at second and third, and the infield is in. Here's the 2-2. Foul tipped. And it stays even at two balls and two strikes. So as we mentioned, Clearwater, the Phillies' low-A affiliate, heading back to the postseason with a win today, 8-4 over Fort Myers. They're 40-15. Just incredible. And McCollum steps off.
Won the Florida State League West. There's East and West. And never the twain shall meet. But they will in the postseason.
Yeah.
The division survivors.
2-2, chopper foul. They're the first team in minor league baseball to clinch a playoff spot this year.
Yeah, they have an 11-game spread at the moment with a week, just a little over a week and a half to go. Over,
10 to go, yeah.
Over Bradenton, the Pirates affiliate, and Fort Myers. The Twins affiliate, who they beat today.
Yeah, 11 up, 10 to go. That's called a clinch. Well, Marty Malloy, Threshers manager, of course, was here for 2 years, 2017 and 18, and he took the Blue Claws to the playoffs in 2018. They won both halves that year. And then beat Kannapolis in the first round, lost to Lexington. It was a really good team in the finals. 2-2 is chopped down third and fell. Count still 2-2 on Luis Santos. Hey, I know they clinched on the road. Did you see their home record?
Yeah, one time they won like 30. Yeah, I've got it here. They won 13 or 14 straight games in a row. Here it is. I'll give it to you.
Splitter swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Huge strikeout there for McCollum. goes for the split. Van Santosen keeps the runners at second and third.
Yeah, their home record, Clearwater, 25-5.
Yeah, that'll play. That'll work.
They've got to carry some of that home magic, some of these players, when they get to Shoretown, hopefully.
Yeah.
Blue Claws 13-14 here at home thus far in the first half.
Well, they started, remember, they started 1-5 in that Greensboro series. The first home series of the year. I mean, Jersey Shore was 2-8. I mean, they have it
four games over right
now. You forget there were six games under. Here's Spencer Jones, and a fastball at the knees, calling strike, nothing in one. This good matchup here, McCollum and Jones, who was the Yankees' first-round pick last year. Second and third, two out, top half of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws trail it 2-0. That fastball, by the way, 96 from Tommy McCollum. He's set at the belt. The 0-1 is the split, and Jones couldn't lay off. Tried to check a swing, but went around, and it's nothing in two. So if McCollum can get out of this, second and third and one out, that would certainly give a lift for Jersey Shore. It's been held to just one hit in the game. They'll have 3-4-5 coming up after the seventh inning stretch. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Outside. And then misses for a ball. Again, 96 on the Hawkeye there from Tommy McCollum.
The other big right arm in the bullpen, Ryan Kirkering, who has been under the weather, is available tonight now, but I don't know if he will pitch.
And the 1-2 outside went to the split again, and it's two balls and two strikes. Now, first base is open, but he was ahead of him Owen, too, so you want to try to finish it off. Alexander Vargas would be next. And McCollum set for the 2-2. Fastball, that's high. And 3-2. You throw it up like that, you don't try to induce him to chase it, but that was a little bit too high. At about eye level.
Do you go with a split here, 3-2, if you walk him?
Yeah, I would.
Load the bases.
3-2. Nope, fastball. And high again, ball four. So, you know, you want that pitch. That pitch is supposed to be at the letters.
Yeah.
And it was just a little bit too high. And ball four. So that loads the bases and brings up Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Second walk of the inning from Tommy McCollum. And, you know, that's been the one thing that I think has held him back a touch this season. And now I think a pitch clock violation called on the batter. Yes, indeed. So that's a break. A free strike from Tommy, for Tommy. And the count, nothing and one on switch hitting Alexander Vargas, who's 0-3. And at 2-17 on the season. Bases loaded, two out. And the 0-1 is swung on and missed, high fastball. And the count is nothing and two. So that's 18 walks in 19 and a third innings from McCollum on the season, and he's up to 27 pitches now. So this will certainly be a one-inning outing for him, and the split is outside, one ball and two strikes. He has thrown 30 pitches on two occasions this year, but he's pushing 30 in this inning now. 1-2, the count on Vargas with the bases loaded, two out. Renegades lead it 2-0, so this is a huge batter of the seventh. Fastball, swinging him as he got him. Strike three. So McCollum dials it up to 95 miles an hour, strikes out Vargas and strands the bases loaded. No runs, one hit, two walks, three left. Bottom seven coming up here from Shoretown Ballpark. 2-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we go to the bottom of the seventh. Blue Claws have just one hit, but they're within 2 runs, down 2-0 here. Rickson, Wingrove, Andrick Nava, and Casey Martin against Ron Hander, Luis Velasquez as we head into the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 Hudson Valley, the seventh inning stretch brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jag One Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back to the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagonept.com. So Luis Velasquez began his season with the Yankees' low-A team in Tampa, where he struck out 33 hitters in 25 and two-thirds innings and gave up just 3 earned runs. So they sent him up here on Tuesday, and he's been lights out. This season, this is his first appearance in high A. First batter he faced in high A, he struck out. That was Marcus Lee Sang with 2 out to end the bottom of the sixth. So the Blue Claws down 2-0 as we hit the bottom of the seventh. And here's Rickson, who's 0 for 2. He struck out twice. Blue Claws have struck out 9 times in this game through 6 innings. They struck out 16 times in 10 turns at bat in the game last night. So here's Wingrove, left-handed hitter from Newcastle, Australia. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball, swung on and missed, and runner away here in the seventh. Count is 0-1. Hudson Valley's bullpen has been fantastic, and they just added a guy here in Luis Velasquez, who had a swing and a miss, barely an ERA of 1 in low A. Wingrove calls time down to the count, 0-2. To adjust his batting gloves and just kind of take a breath. Velasquez is a 21-year-old. He'll turn 22 on July 1st from the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Yankees back in 2019. He sent from the stretch the 0-2 to Rickson is up and away. And the count 1-2. Velasquez is 5'10", 155 pounds. So, you know, he's not your prototypical power arm, but that pitch was 95. Fastball low, and it's 2-2. Well, we thought for sure that would be it for McCollum, but right now there's nobody throwing in the Jersey Shore pen. 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, went to a nasty breaking ball. Wingrove strikes out for the third time today. 2 strikeouts for Velasquez, 1 away, and here's Andrick Nava, the designated hitter. So that is 10 combined strikeouts for Jersey Shore today in just 6 1/3 innings. Here's Andrick Nava, and he swings and misses at a fastball. 96.5 miles an hour on that one. And the count, 0-1. So little guy, big arm from Luis Velasquez. And he takes something off that time, and it's in there, a strike. Nice to be able to throw a changeup, Tony, at 89.
That was a Jamie Moyer fastball. That, yeah.
Maybe. 0-2. Yeah, that's a fastball upstairs, 97. And it's 1-2. Casey Martin has the only Blue Claws hit, a line drive into left field over the head of the third baseman, Cabrera. It was back in the fifth. 1-2, foul up. Tomorrow is a 105 game. The Blue Claws have not announced the starter yet, Now, they could go bullpen game tomorrow. They could go Rafael Marcano. Marcano pitched last Sunday and gave up 6 runs in 2 innings. And they announced their rotation after that game, and he wasn't in it. So I don't know if they're going to maybe piggyback him tomorrow or not. We'll see. 1-2 inside and low. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Henrik Nava.
Tomorrow the Blue Claws get the number 6 Yankees prospect, Drew Thorpe, South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week back May 29th through June 4.
2-2 is outside the appeal and a check swing. He didn't go. That was last week.
Right.
Yeah. So, Tony, are you surprised they're going to leave McCollum in for 2 innings
yeah,
here?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, we said Kirkering is available. I don't know if they'd use him tonight in this situation.
Well,
unless
I mean,
they got the lead.
Putting him aside, I think they're just trying to stretch him out to 2 innings.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Fastball high to Nava, ball 4. So there's the third Blue Claws base runner. First walk allowed by Velasquez. And here's Casey Martin. I mean, the thing is, like, it's hard when you have these, you know, these relievers that you only want to pitch in a close game because, you know, you're like, well, do you pitch him in a game when you're down by 2 or 3, save him for tomorrow, and then, it, you know, tomorrow's like a 10-2 game. Martin chases one of the dirt, swinging a miss, nothing at one. Tomorrow is going to be a really nice day, though. It's supposed to get to about 85, and Blue Claws will have the annual postgame father-child catch on the field. It's also Touch Some Trucks Day at the ballpark. 0-1 on Martin. And he hits a hard grounder up the middle. Base hit going into center field. Nava around second, but he'll hold there as Jones plays it back in. So, for the first time tonight, Jersey Shore's got 2 men on, and it'll bring up the center fielder, Jared Carr.
Jersey Shore has 2 hits, both by Casey Martin. Well, we talked about Jared Carr, Greg, in batting practice today, blasting balls onto the berm and onto the concourse there in right. Let's see if he can put that practice into play here in the game.
He's got 2 homers on the year. He struck out twice today, facing Luis Velasquez for the first time. And the first pitch is a big rip. Fouls it back out of play to the left. And the count is 0 balls and 1 strike. By the way, Casey Martin now with 13 multi-hit games. He did not get his 13th multi-hit game last year until a couple of days after the July 4th holiday. 0-1. Chased one in the dirt, took something off, and it's 0-2. And, you know, that difference between 1-1 and 0-2 is huge in an at-bat, but he chased one. Franklin Mignetti is on deck. Nava at second. He walked Martin at first. He singled. And Velasquez is 0-2. Is a fastball grounded up the middle. Could be 2. Vargas, the shortstop, shovels the second one. Santos, the first. Low, safe. Carr runs well, legs it out. So the inning does continue. Martin's out at second. Nava goes to third. And here's Franklin Mignetti. So that's a 6-4 fielder's choice. I thought Vargas might just step on the bag himself. Trying for the 6-4 three-double play. They get 1 out. And here's Mignetti.
Martin using his excellent speed to just beat that throw. Keeps the inning alive.
So here's Mignetti, who has flown the right and grounded the short and is 0 for 2. First and third, 2 down, bottom of the 7th, and Velasquez's pitch, a fastball high. And in the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Luis Velasquez, the 5'10 right-hander, pitching in his high A debut after he gave up 3 runs in 25 and two-thirds innings with low A Tampa. 1-0 on Mignetti. Fastball chopped to the left side. The third baseman waits on it. Cabrera plays it belt high, throws to first for the out, and that retires the side. So the Blue Claws threaten, but they don't score. No runs on 1 hit. There were no errors. They leave 2. We go to the 8th. 2-0 Hudson Valley on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
how to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
So the Blue Claws are stretching out Tommy McCollum here, and he will come back out for his second inning of work as we start things in the eighth. Josh Breaux, Anthony Garcia, and Antonio Gomez. A little bat, and the pitch is fouled off. I think it caught both Nava, the catcher, and Trey Jester, the umpire. Jester's going to walk a ball kind of halfway out for McCollum, whose longest outing on the season is an inning and a third, which he's done twice, most recently last Wednesday, May 31st, against Brooklyn. But I think, Tony, it's not so much that you're surprised to see him in a second inning, but surprised after he threw 30 pitches in his first inning. Fastball strike, and the count 0-2. So his longest outing this season by innings is an inning and a third. By pitches, it's 35, which he's definitely going to exceed because only now Buchlaw's going to get somebody up. And that fastball misses high. And the count, 1-2. Meanwhile, Josh Machieski, the left-hander, throwing in the bullpen for Hudson Valley. He's a rehabber who pitched well in Tuesday's Renegades win. Swing and a miss. Not it by him, strike three. So Josh Breaux down swinging. 3 Ks for McCollum. 1 away for Anthony Garcia. And actually, I thought there was going to get somebody throwing, but just some stirring, but nobody throwing yet. 1 out, nobody on. Here's Garcia. Oops, sorry.
McCollum did get 2 innings a few times last year for Clearwater, and then a few times in his first professional season in 2021.
Here's Anthony Garcia, left-handed batter, swinging at this big rib and a fastball. Garcia came into the day 8 for his last 16, but is 0-4-3 today. Nice crowd on hand tonight. It'll likely be the fifth sellout crowd of the season. Changeup is swung on and missed. And it's 0-2.
And that is official.
What is?
Sellout.
It is?
It is, yeah.
Who said that?
The scoreboard.
Oh, I didn't say. There you go. All right, there you go. I did not see the. That's funny. 0-2 on Garcia. And McCollum ready. The pitch is a splitter. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. That pitch has been super effective for him. And by the way, after that second walk, Tony, in the seventh, he's now struck out the next 3 batters, giving him 4 strikeouts in the ballgame today. And that's 37 strikeouts in 20 and a third innings this season. 37 of the 87 batters that he's faced, he has struck out. First pitch to Gomez, a fastball high. His season-high strikeout total before today was 3. So he's now at 4 in this, his longest outing of the year, to inning in 2/3. And that one is way outside. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. So Blue Claw's about to get somebody up in their bullpen now down the line in right. So looks like a successful debut for McCollum as they try to stretch him out a little bit to 2 innings for the first time. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. It's nice to be able to throw that split change there,
yeah,
at 2-0 down. And he got Gomez, who had an RBI double in the first inning. All the scoring in this game came in the first. Both Renegades runs. Liner into shallow right center. Coming on. Carr dives after it. Can't get it. And it gets by him and rolls back toward the right center field wall where Pineda digs it out. Gomez goes to second. He'll stop there. Well, Jared Carr twice last year, made SportsCenter's top 10, and then a third time this year was the number one play on the SC top 10, which for a minor leaguer to make the number one play on the SC top 10 twice in a year is pretty good. Like, LeBron only makes it like three times. And he was trying again. That would have been a heck of a catch. He just missed one earlier in the game, and he just missed that one too. So it's a double for Gomez. And the pitch is a fastball strike to Henson, and the count nothing and one.
I mean, it's the same thing. LeBron James, Jared Carr. I mean,
seriously, though, you know, it's pretty rare for a minor league player to make number one on that, and he's done it twice. 0-1, outside, squirts off the mitt of the catcher, DeFreitas, but no advance by Gomez. I remember last year when he did it. It was in July. It was during the U.S. Track and Field Championship, something like that, a big track meet. And one of the athletes there broke a world record in, I want to say, the 400 hurdles, something like that. And there were a lot of fans that were incensed that Jared was number one that day and the new world record hurdler was number six or seven. And that one low, two balls and one strike. Believe that is that Jacob Sank? Fastball, lined in the air to center. Carr going back on it. It's over his head, slicing away from him. And it one hops the right center field wall. Gomez scores. And into second is Spencer Henson with a ribby double. And Hudson Valley has a 3-0 lead. So a back-to-back doubles allowed by Tommy McCollum. And the Renegades now have extended their lead to 3. And that'll do it for Tommy. And this is the longest outing of his season. And he was into the 40-pitch mark for the first time in his 44th pitch line for the RBI double. So Gomez brought in, and Henson picks up his second hit of the game and 27th RBI of the year. Blue Claws go to the bullpen. Cam Wynn is coming in, and it's Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore nothing. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch. Pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. So Cam Wynn takes over from McCollum tonight. I thought he was through the second inning, and then gives up the back-to-back doubles. But he threw the ball well again tonight. But a couple hard hit balls. Just couldn't see out what would have been the longest outing of his season. So here's Cam Wynn, who will make his 11th appearance of the year, 10 and a third inning, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. He has walked 5 and struck out 11, and he is the fourth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore. And in the context of the game, that is a huge run because it takes the game out of, you know, bloop and a blast territory with Jersey Shore now down by 3. It'll be Leandro Pineda, Arturo DeFreitas, and Nick Ward in the bottom half of the 8th. Jersey Shore has 2 hits in the game, both by Casey Martin. So here's Cam Wynn, who pitched at a few different colleges before settling at his hometown school, the University of Nebraska. He went to high school in Lincoln, just a mile from campus, and born in Kearney, Nebraska. He's 24 years old. And the Phillies took him in the 20th round, the last round of the draft back in 2021. Began the year on the opening day roster, and the early part of May was placed on the development list for about 3.5 weeks, returning on May 30th, and he is making his third appearance on the homestand, threw an inning and a third on Sunday against Brooklyn, gave up a home run to Alex Ramirez, and then hit the next batter and got ejected. And before that, threw a scoreless inning on the 31st. But last pitch Sunday, that was when he got thrown out. Here's Aldenis Sanchez, 2 down, runner at second. 3-0 Renegades, top of the 8th. And that's inside off DeFreitas' mitt. Bounces over to the left, and that'll be a pass ball on Arturo. And move the runner up to third. Henson, the runner. That's McCollum's responsibility after he picked up that RBI double. Hudson Valley, 3 runs now, 9 hits. And the Blue Claws, no runs on 2 hits. Jersey Shore has 18 hits in this series. This is the 15th. And they have scored just 26 runs in their last 9 games. Here's the 1-0. It's a slider that misses outside. One ball. Check that. 2 balls and no strikes on Aldenis Sanchez. Sanchez, a former Tampa Bay Ray. And he came over for Mike Ford in July of 2021. Foul tipped at home plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. So a win out of the stretch. And the pitch is hit high in the air to center. Car drifts back, has plenty of room out there, though, and waits for it about 15 feet in front of the track. Makes the catch, and then retires the center. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 1. We've played 7.5. Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore nothing on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Josh Maciejewski takes over for Hudson Valley, bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws down 3-0, and Leandro Pineda will lead it off. Luis Velasquez in his high A debut with an inning and a third. No runs on 1 hit, 1 walk. And he struck out 2. So here's Pineda to face Maciejewski, who pitched earlier in the series. He's on a minor league rehab assignment right now. And the left-hander's first pitch is a slow curve on the outside corner for a called strike. Maciejewski from Morrisville, North Carolina, 10th round pick in 2018 by the Yankees out of the University of Charlotte. He was with Hudson Valley back in 2021. Fastball called strike. And the count 0-2. Last year was with Somerset and Scranton Wilkes-Barre. He's on the Scranton Wilkes-Barre injured list right now. Third pitcher of the day for the Renegades. 3 1/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on his rehab assignment. And threw an inning and a third scoreless the other day. Popped up foul off third out of play. It was on Tuesday. Then Maciejewski threw. So it's still 0-2 on Pineda. And the Blue Claws will go to the bullpen again. Tony in the ninth inning and bring on a right-hander. 0-2 is a changeup, and that just missed. That's either Kirkering or Newborn. 7 or 8. They're both about the same size. Both right-handed. Fouled off third base side. I think that's Kirkering. Count 1-2. And it is Orion Kirkering loosening for Blue Claws in their bullpen in right. It'll be his first appearance of this series. And the 1-2 to Pineda is low. He pitched in last Saturday's doubleheader against Brooklyn. So 2-2 to Leandro. Fastball chops awfully to second for Santos. He gloves it and underhand tosses to Henson at first. One up, one down here in the inning. I'm sure Greg Brodzinski does not want to use him in a game that they're down 3-0, but at some point you got to get him an inning. And here's Arturo De Freitas, who's 0-2. If you missed the news earlier, Phillies' low A affiliate, the Clearwater Threshers, are headed back to the postseason. 8-4 winners over Fort Myers today. John Enriquez got the win. Did you happen to catch his record, by the way? Here's De Freitas, who takes a fastball for a called strike. He's 9-0 out of the Clearwater bullpen. He's won 9 of his 15 appearances for the Threshers, and he's allowed 10 earned runs in 36 innings. Swing and a miss by Arturo. And the count, nothing and two. Enriquez is a right-hander from the Dominican Republic, 23 years of age. I mean, we talk about, you know, wins are not that really that relevant, Tony, for starters, let alone relievers. But he's 9-0 in 15 games, which just tells you, you know, Clearwater pulls a lot of games out late. There's a roller to short by De Freitas, gloved by Vargas, throws over to first, two down. So Maciejewski comes in and gets the first two outs.
Hey, he's a 23-year-old. And this is his second professional season. Going into today, 2.48 ERA, 36 innings, 26 hits, 32 strikeouts, 19 walks.
Here's Nick Ward, left-handed batter, and that's outside of the count 1-0. No, he's one of many that's had good years for the
right.
For the threat. I mean, you have to have a lot of guys that have good years when you're 40 and 15. 1-0 on Ward, and that's a curveball low. We know, and Ward couldn't check his swing. Not happy with that. 1-1. You know, we know Marty, obviously. The pitching coach there is Matt Hockenberry, who not only played for the Blue Claws, but was a two-year coach here in 2019. And then he was Chris Adamson's pitching coach in 2021. 1-1 on Ward. Curveball strike on the inside corner from Maciejewski. And the count 1-2. So, yeah, we're certainly thrilled for those guys. And the 1-2, and that's way outside. Sails back to the screen, two balls and two strikes. They also stole, by the way, six more bases today. And they run a lot. 2-2 pitch, yanked towards second, backhanded by Santos right off the dirt. So Ward retired, and that retires the Blue Claws in the eighth. 1-2-3. So we head into the ninth inning, and Kirkering's coming in for Jersey Shore. 3-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Orion Kerkering takes over for the Blue Claws. We head into the top half of the ninth inning. Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore nothing. Tony just quickly, you know, mentioned Clearwater. They run a lot, and then the inning ended. But here's Marcos Cabrera. And that one bounced foul first base side. Clearwater has 142 stolen bases. In 55 games, they have three players with at least 24 steals. And Marion Boyd has 33.
Right.
33 for 42. Justin Crawford is 24 for 27, and so is Gabriel Rincones. Here's a liner into left center by Cabrera. That's a base hit. Splits Marcus Lee Sang and Jared Carr. Cabrera's on his way to third, and the relay throw is not in time. It's a high throw backed up by Kirkering, who tried to fake that he didn't catch it and see if he would get Cabrera to turn and try to run home. But Cabrera gets himself a triple, and the Renegades have a runner at third with nobody out. That was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball that he just jumped on and lined it for a base hit up the gap. So a runner at third and nobody out. And here is Luis Santos. Cam Wynn through the eight, or got the last out of the eighth inning. He faced one batter and got a fly out to center. So infield comes in with the Blue Claws down 3-0. That was the 10th hit for Hudson Valley. And here is Santos, and the first pitch is inside. Kerkering, fifth-round pick of the Phillies last year out of the University of South Florida. With the Blue Claws, he's allowed 2 runs on 5 hits in 10 1/3 innings, 3 walks, 14 strikeouts. With Clearwater, or as we said, just clinched the FSL Western Division first half title. He went 10 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 18 strikeouts. So 1-0 on Santos, and the pitch a slider, called strike, and it's 1-1. So Kerkering making his 10th appearance with Jersey Shore, 22-year-old right-hander. He's from Venice, Florida, which is a little south of Tampa. And check swing, beautiful slider. And Santos could not lay off. It's 1-2. And decided to stay, you know, close-ish to home. Hour and change away. 1-2 pitch. Line drive into left field. Base hit. So scoring from third is Cabrera. And Santos on a 1-2 pitch just jumps on that fastball and picks up an RBI single, his sixth ribby of the season. Cabrera scores, and it's 4-0 Hudson Valley. That fastball was 98 on the Hawkeye, Tony, and they're just jumping all over it. So two hits on two fastballs for the 8 and 9 hitters in the Renegade lineup, and here's the center fielder, Spencer Jones. Lefty from Vanderbilt, first-round pick. And that one is low, 1 ball, no strikes. But Orion said, you know, stay close-ish to home, but also, you know, sometimes foul back under the screen of the count 1-1. You know, sometimes you can get lost at one of these big programs. They have so many pitchers, and it's easy to get lost there and wanted to end up, you know, stay at a school that where he certainly trusted the coaching staff. Slider, strike, outside corner, 1-2, and he had a good relationship and still does with the coaches there. But, you know, he thought you get kind of a better opportunity maybe at, you know, a second tier, not a Power 5 school like South Florida, not like a Power 5 school like, you know, the Florida school, Florida State, whatever, but stay at South Florida in the AAC, and it worked out great for him. Had a great career there. 1-2, runner not going. Fastball to Jones, this high and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I remember Andrew Baker, who was here last year, now is with Redding, a reliever, right-handed reliever, kind of said the same thing. Swing and a miss, beautiful slider. Strike 3, came right in at Jones's feet, and he's down swinging for the first down of the ninth inning. And that slider, Tony, is described as a wipeout slider. That's a great example of it. Looked like a fastball right down the, you know, coming right down the middle, and then the bottom falls out, and it dives in right at the foot of the lefty. Here's another one that's inside for ball 1-0 on Alexander Vargas.
Yeah, that's his outpitch off that fastball. Tommy McCollum's outpitch is the splitter off his fastball.
Breaking ball, bouncer up first. That rolls foul. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike.
So Mitch Neuenborn, who made his debut earlier this week,
he, yep.
he was showing me his, quotes, out pitch. Holds it like a splitter, right? I don't know how he stretches his fingers as far as he does.
Swing and a miss. Slider, 1-2.
He calls it a Vulcan
change-up. It's basically a splitter, but with your middle finger and your ring finger instead of with your index finger and middle finger. Like, not everybody can throw it.
I guess
not. I'm trying to.
Sort of bizarre just to look at it.
Another slider. That one foul tipped and glances off the catcher, DeFreitas. And the count is 1-2 on Alexander Vargas. So Kirkering making his first appearance in a week. He was under the weather, so didn't throw for a few days. They just played it safe. So last pitch last Saturday against Brooklyn for the scoreless inning. Swing and he missed. The bat goes flying into the Blue Claws dugout, and a few people scatter there off the top step. And Chris Adamson's the one who emerges from the dugout with the bat and hands it to the bat boy, who will hand it off to the other bat boy who ran over. That's a scary thing with that bat flying at you. Tank was okay, though. He's got a smile. Greg Brodzinski, I think, jumped out of there as well off the top step of the dugout. Kirkering picks up his second straight strikeout, so two down. And here's the catcher, Josh Pro. Slider again, swinging him in. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 11 hits. And the Blue Claws, no runs on just 2 hits. And they trail 4-0. Fastball bounce foul. You know, when you look at the spin rates of that Kirkering slider, you know, he's usually up there in the high 28 to 2900s to, you know, the high 2000s, 28, 2900, even the low 3000s. Just gets so much spin on it. Makes it such a great pitch. Slider here, yanked towards third. Tough hop pick nicely by Mignetti. Throws across in time, and that retires the side. That was a tough play for Mignetti. They get the out. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left. 4-0 Renegades. Bottom 9 coming up on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Mason Vineyard takes over for Hudson Valley. We go to the ninth inning, 4-0 Renegades. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills on the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. So Mason Vineyard is a right-hander from Paducah, Kentucky. He went to Western Kentucky and was an undrafted free agent that signed with the Yankees last year. It'll be Marcus Lee Sang, Rickson Wingrove, and Andrick Nava for Jersey Shore. They have just 2 hits in the game, both by Casey Martin, singles in both the 5th and 6th innings. So here's Vineyard. And he'll face Marcus Lee Sang. Vineyard also pitched before Western Kentucky in Wabash Valley College. That's where Fraylin Mignetti played. And a fastball strike to Marcus Lee. Sang of the count 1-0. Mignetti would bat sixth in this inning from here. Blue Claws down 4-0. They have the two hits, and Vineyards pitches. Looped in the air down the right field line. There's a hit, and it dunks in there for a single. Lee Sang around first. Can't chance it down four. He puts on the brakes. So the leadoff man aboard here in the ninth is Marcus Lee. Sang starts it with a base hit, and that'll bring up Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman. Blue Claws have been shut out twice this year, most recently on May 30th against Brooklyn. They've been shut out so far in this game as Wingrove bats in the ninth. Vineyard a high set, and the first pitch is inside and low. Count 1-0, no strikes. Jersey Shore has been held to 3 hits. It's the third time they would be 3 hit in a game this season if it holds. But trying to just get a couple more guys on, 2 more base runners would at least bring the tying run to the plate. And Wingrove takes the changeup outside for ball 2-0. Maciejewski threw a scoreless eighth, 2 ground outs and a soft lineout. And for Maciejewski, his second straight scoreless appearance. Vineyards pitch a strike to Wingrove on the inside corner, 2-1. Hudson Valley has struck out 10 Blue Claws hitters in this game. They've walked just 2. And they have 26 punch outs over the last 2 games. Lee Sang is held on by Henson at first, and the pitch is a changeup outside, and the count 3-1. Vineyard pitched earlier this week on Tuesday, the first game. He threw a scoreless inning. So I think the crowd might get a little more into it if they get one next runner on base. Here's the 3-1, and it's high and away, ball 4. So the Blue Claws now have 2 on and nobody out, and Hendrick Nava, who's been one of their best producers of late, is coming to the plate. So Jersey Shore down 4-0. Here's Nava to face Vineyard. And with two on and nobody out, the Blue Claws will bring the tying run into the on-deck circle. Nava today 0-for-2 with a walk. He had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs yesterday. And 13 of his 14 RBIs this season have come since May 17th, and a pitch clock violation is called on Nava. Or is it? No, it's on the pitcher, Mason Vineyard, and the catcher, Josh Bro, talking to the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, and now the two umpires are going to talk, and Bro seems fairly confident. It's a move, Tony, arguing a pitch clock violation that you don't always see. So I don't know if they were... The clock was late or what? The base umpire, Jesse Bush, while looking in, has 2 clocks in his sight line, and they say no pitch clock violation. And now Greg Brodzinski wants to know why. So, yeah, I don't know why either, but I also don't know why they called it in the first place there. And Bull has been thrown out of the ball game, and Greg Brodzinski not happy with the base or the plate umpire, Trey Jester. They're arguing about midway up the third base line. It seemed like a relatively innocuous discussion about whether or not there should or shouldn't have been a pitch clock violation. And sure enough, Bull is thrown out of the ball game. Chris Adamson has already made his way towards the dugout. He's got to get some notes or cards or whatever. He's going to go coach third when Brodzinski goes back to the dugout. And now Bull is arguing with Jesse Bush, the base umpire. And this is the second time on this homestand that Bull's been thrown out of a ball game. And I think now 4 times for him on the year. They called the pitch clock violation, then they didn't after a little conference. And it didn't even look like Bull was going to talk to the umpire. And then he kind of called him over just for a brief explanation. I don't know what he could have said. Now Tank is going out to try to get Bull back to the dugout. And Bull is seething right now at both umpires. Trey Jester, the plate umpire. Jesse Bush, the base umpire. It was Jester who threw him out. Well, the one thing, at least, Tony, you know, he's making Vineyard stand around and think about it now. And Vineyard's going to throw a couple of warm-up pitches. And Bull will make his way off and head back to the clubhouse, thrown out of this ball game.
Well, he got his money's worth in that. That's for certain.
Yeah, he definitely did.
We'll have to find out. But yeah, it seems so innocuous. And all of a sudden, bingo.
So, looking at the replay, the pitch clock ran out. Now, maybe it was started early? I don't know. Here's Nava. First pitch, swinging, fouls it back into the screen. Nothing in one. But it definitely ran out. So, I don't know exactly what... Maybe they started it before he got the ball. I don't know. Oh, and one on Andrick. Here's the pitch. And he takes a big rip, swinging and miss. Nothing in two. Well, he tried to tie the game, Tony, with that swing. But it's a three-run game. It's a four-run game. It's like two men on base.
I was going to say, that would have been some feat.
So he's in an 0-2 hole. Mason Vineyard out of the stretch. The pitch is in the dirt. Tries to check his swing. He might have gone. No, says Jesse Bush, the base umpire. And it's 1-2. Casey Martin on deck, and then Jared Carr for Jersey Shore here in the ninth inning. Hudson Valley 4, Jersey Shore nothing. And the 1-2 is a changeup, rolled up first, foul. So the hitting coach, Brock Stassi, goes to coach first, and Chris Adamson, the bench coach who was coaching first, is now coaching at third, with Greg Brodzinski having been thrown out of this ball game. And a 1-2 grounded softly to the right side. And it's fielded by Santos. He throws to second. They get one. And that's all they get. I don't know why he threw to second. Softly hit. He had to go to his left. I know Wingrove was running. He was not the fastest runner. But that was a 60-foot throw. He had a four-run lead. But they got him. And he wasn't an overly close play. 4-6 fielding short. I think Wingrove tried to screen the second baseman fielding the ball. So the fielder's choice. First and third now for Jersey Shore. Here's Casey Martin, and Vineyard misses high. And it's one ball, no strikes. But, I mean, going to your left, thought he would have just taken the out at first. But he got it. 1-0 to Casey, and that's a fastball called strike, and the count is 1-1. Tying run on deck for the Blue Claws. Mason Vineyard, the right-hander, on the mound for Hudson Valley, who leads it 4-0 with one out, bottom nine. 1-1 pitch is popped up. Third base side for Marcos Cabrera. And he's right behind third base. It's snow cone that almost popped out. But he makes the catch. And that's out number two. And the Blue Claws down to their final out. And Jared Carr is coming up. 1:05 rather tomorrow. Matinee tomorrow. Touchum Trucks Day. Postgame father child catch on the field in the final game of this series. Here's Carr, left-handed batter, swings and misses, nothing and one. And we'll be on tomorrow at about 12:50 and have it all for you. If this holds, Jersey Shore will fall back to 2.5 games behind Hudson Valley. Fastball, swing and a miss, chased it in the dirt, and the count is 0-2. Luklas had the first two on here in the ninth, but now down to their final strike. Two on and two out. 4-0 Renegades. And the pitch by Vineyard is in the dirt, blocked by Josh Broom. Marcus Lee Sang is the runner at third, and Andrick Nava is the runner at first. If Carr can work his way on, then the Blue Claws will send up a pinch hitter. Wilfredo Flores is on deck. He'll hit for Fraylin Mignetti. And he would be the tying run. Here's the 1-2, curveball high and away. 2-2 on Carr. Blue Claws have three hits. Marcus Lee Sang here with the ninth, and Casey Martin had hits in both the fifth and the seventh. Vineyard out of the stretch, and the 2-2 is low ball three. And the count full at 3-2. So that'll be the head start at first base for Nava. Lee Sang stays put at third. 3-2, two out, bottom of the ninth. So if Carr gets on, at least Jersey Shore would get a shot. Bring the tying run of the plate. Well, that'll be decided on this pitch. 3-2, two down. Here it comes. And it's grounded softly to third. Cabrera to his left, gobbles it up, throws the first in time, gets Carr by a step, and the ball game is over. So Hudson Valley has won now the last two games after Jersey Shore's doubleheader sweep on Thursday. And they blank the Blue Claws tonight 4-0 here in Shoretown. In the ninth, no runs, one hit. And the Blue Claws leave two men on base. So your final score, Hudson Valley 4 and Jersey Shore nothing. Four runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Renegades. No runs on three hits, no errors for the Blue Claws. The winning pitcher is Chase Hampton, his second win of the season. He's 2-1. Jordan Fowler went five, gave up two runs. He takes the loss, falls to 3-2, no save. Blue Claws are 29-26. Hudson Valley is 32-24. And the Blue Claws are now 2.5 games out of first place with 10 games left to go. 1:05 tomorrow for the series finale. See you then. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Tony, take it away.
Okay, Greg, well, you said it. With that outcome tonight, Blue Claws dropped now 2.5 games behind Hudson Valley, which moves into sole possession of first place. They began the night in a virtual tie with Greensboro for the division lead, but Greensboro lost at home to Wilmington today 8-4, so Blue Claws remain one game behind Greensboro and 2.5 behind Wilmington. I'm sorry, 2.5 behind Hudson Valley. I have Wilmington on the brain. Jersey Shore heads down to Wilmington next week. Before then, though, they've got to contend with Hudson Valley again here tomorrow afternoon. We'll give you the starting pitchers for that in a moment. The Phillies today were defeated 9-0 at Citizens Bank Park by the LA Dodgers, so that snaps Philadelphia's six-game winning streak, the rubber game in that series tomorrow afternoon. In the Phillies system, as we've been telling you all evening, Clearwater needed a win tonight to clinch the Florida State League Western Division Championship and assure itself of a postseason berth, and they did just that. 8-4, they won at Fort Myers to raise their record to 40-15 on the season for skipper and former Blue Claw manager Marty Malloy. So congratulations to Marty, pitching coach Matt Hockenberry, and the Clearwater Threshers, the first half FSL Western Division champions. And one would think that some of those players will eventually make an appearance here in Lakewood before this season is out. So Clearwater wins the division. 8-4 is the final down at Fort Myers. Reading and Binghamton playing a doubleheader. That second game is 5-5 in Reading as they go to the bottom of the seventh inning. In game two, Johan Rojas, the former Blue Claw, 3-for-3. His batting average is now .289. Game one went to Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies. The Mets affiliate scored three in the top of the eighth to win that one 4-1. But in that game, as far as the Phillies are concerned, the headline out of that was the pitching of Griff McGarry, the former Blue Claw and a top Philadelphia pitching prospect. Five innings, struck out eight, and walked two, did not allow a run. So an excellent night for Griff McGarry in Reading, though they lost that first game. They are tied in game number two. And Lehigh Valley playing two games today up at Syracuse. How did they do? Well, they won both. They won 8-5, and they also won 5-1. In the 5-1 game, Christopher Sanchez went six innings. Remember, these are seven-inning games. And Derek Hall went 1-for-4. In the second game, Simone Muziati had two hits, the former Blue Claw raising his average to .354. He is having an excellent year. Down in rookie ball, the Dominican Summer League, the Phillies White beat the Arizona Black 18-2 to raise their record of 4-1. These lower level teams are having good years. You go down to Clearwater, see what they're doing. And the white team starts off the season 4-1 after that 18-2 victory today, over the Arizona Black Ball Club. And also the Dominican Summer League Phillies Red victorious. They raised their record to 3-2 as they down the Dominican Summer League Nationals 4-1. Let's not forget the Florida Complex League Phillies. That's the level below the Clearwater Threshers. They outlasted the FCL Tigers in 11 innings, 7-6. They got the winning run in the bottom of the 11th on consecutive wild pitches, which advanced the ghost runner, the first wild pitch from second to third. The second wild pitch allowed him to score, and the FCL Phillies 7-6 over the FCL Tigers, so they are 4-1. Here in Lakewood today, well, Blue Claws were blank. This excellent pitching staff of the Yankees affiliate, Hudson Valley, Chase Hampton, the starter, and the bullpen quieted Jersey Shore today. 4-0 before a sellout crowd here at Shoretown. Casey Martin had two of the Blue Claws' three hits, the other base hit by Marcus Lee Sang in the ninth inning. Jordan Fowler started. He yielded two runs in the first inning, and he pitched well. Five innings he was in there, but those two runs would stand out in bold relief. And Tommy McCollum and Orion Kirkering each gave up a run in an inning of relief late in the ball game. In this series now, Blue Claws have been outscored 26-8. And they'll try to even the series up and get back within range of the division lead, or closer range of the division lead, tomorrow. But they'll have to do it against another top Yankees prospect. Chase Hampton was a top 30 Yankees prospect coming into this ball game tonight. He was the starter and winner in the ball game. And tomorrow they'll get number 6 Yankees prospect right-hander Drew Thorpe, who is 4-1 with a 3.31 ERA. And the Blue Claws have yet to announce their starter for tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 1:05. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 12:55. And we'll have, of course, the pregame interview as well with manager Greg Brodzinski, who was tossed from tonight's game. And we'll ask him why when we chat with him before the ball game tomorrow. So that'll do it for tonight. The game, as always, produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth and from Greg. And for Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. Again, the final score here in Shoretown was Hudson Valley 4 and Jersey Shore 0. See you tomorrow afternoon. Have a awesome rest of your evening, everybody.